Watch this.
Joker and the devil.
You know the rape fantasy, dope, like Mr. Ford? Like, I want you to come to my house and break in and then fucking.
Exactly.
I used to have a friend of mine that was like her biggest sexual fantasy.
Yeah, I did too.
No, it was.
And I told her she was sick.
Yeah, that was her biggest sexual fantasy, was to have a guy break into her house and rape her.
I thought she was sick.
Yeah.
That turned you off?
It was
no, but I thought going to her house and covering her eyes saying, guess who?
It's an elaborate trick. Just fucking, she's just to call the cops on you and get you arrested.
I know.
That's how she gets off, by fucking with people.
That would be awesome.
I was contemplating
that. As you're getting pulled away by the police, she's all masturbating.
There was like that dark part of my head's like, just come in one night with a ski mask.
The neighbors call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't tell it's Steve walking in.
How was the scenario set up then? You're supposed to break in? Or kick the door down?
I don't know.
Like, how real do you think she'd want it?
No, that was her actual fantasy, was to have some guy just come in and rape her.
A stranger?
It wasn't
a role-playing thing.
Does he have to be clean?
That was her, like, sexual fantasy. It was weird.
You know, rape is without a condom and she can get pregnant.
Anyways,
you want it as real as possible.
Welcome to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. I'm Steve.
Am I next?
Yeah,
I guess. Oh, I'm Eric.
We're going this order this time. And I'm Jason.
And, well, that was exciting.
This is our sixth episode, but they know us by now, right?
I know, huh?
Technically our sixth episode. The rest is crap.
The other, like, 20-something episodes we have that no one else will listen to.
I've never listened to them.
Listen to one. I made you.
No. I had everyone else listen to them. And then they were angry at me. They weren't my friends anymore.
They unfriended you on Facebook?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Like, check out my show, and next thing you know, you don't see them anymore.
Okay. I gotta go on Facebook first, though.
You know, I lost all my MySpace friends.
Really?
Dude, I don't even remember my MySpace password.
What happened to
them? I think the picture on my MySpace is still me from high school.
They're all gone.
Huh.
Yeah. My picture on MySpace is my junior year from high school, I think.
That's your picture?
Yeah.
Is that how old it is?
Yeah.
That's how old MySpace is?
I had a MySpace when I was in ninth grade.
Damn. Oh, okay. I was wondering, you say junior year in high school, so it's like not all that long ago.
Is it time right on that? Is that how old are you?
23.
I don't remember being that popular that long. I thought it was like a 5-year stint.
Yeah, it was going for a while.
I don't know.
I think it got really popular when it was about in maybe 8th or 9th grade. That's when Tom blew up big.
Early millennium.
Yeah, I never had one. Everybody always, what's your MySpace? Hit me up on MySpace. I'm like,
basically, the reason MySpace was the good thing because, if you wanted to find a party or somewhere to go, fucking people blasted that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
There was always something to do when you fucking went on MySpace, man.
Then you customize your own background. It was something.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Facebook can do that.
With the sparkly diffs that took forever to load your goddamn
page. And you can have music on there and whatnot. And
a lot of people had some really crappy music.
Go Mine, you got Spice Girls and shit. I want people to feel comfortable when they go on
fucking
my
Spice
page.
He's got the Spice
Girls. Yeah, like soothing colors.
I want people to come. I want people to be welcomed. They're like, man, this is a nice page.
Spice World albums bumping in the background.
No, I had Josie.
That was popular then, right?
I had Josie and the Pussycats.
The cartoon play?
I had the whole soundtrack on there. You know, but you think about it, MySpace is cool. You can customize shit all over. You can put music, you can put a video down there. People can watch every time they go to your page, or you can you have a list of music and.
Yeah, well, some people had that. They set it up so it all played at once. So when you're loading the page, like 3 movies are playing. Plus, it's
too
song,
fucking lazy. To,
fucked up
too background. Lazy to press pause or what?
I pause and all of it. First, it loads. Then it's gonna freeze on you possibly.
It starts doing that fucking that free shit tour. When you try and scroll down, it does it in like little sections. It takes you forever to find what's fucking playing so you can stop it all.
Oh, I ruined it.
There we go.
I fucked that up.
Welcome to my MySpace page.
Yeah.
I have
This is the ripped in half on my MySpace.
This is a new theme song we're working on.
This sounds like it'd be the fucking MySpace for Hamas.
Not me. I had the always had the Goofy movie theme on there.
I had like 100 song playlists that just play randomly.
See, I had that one. the Goofy movie. When they go watch the show, when they go on the show and they do the perfect cast, shit.
That was like a good movie.
The father son montage.
That was a good movie. I liked it. I never did see the second one.
The second one was good too.
An extremely goofy movie.
It's when Max goes to college and then he starts like it's kind of like an X Games thing.
Didn't Goofy follow him to college?
Yeah, he followed him. He got raped, and then he got on the rival team, and he faced his son.
An asshole.
But and then the big fat kid. Oh,
a rival team. So he went to a different college.
Steve J.
Yeah.
He he got into poetry and shit.
Robin Williams was there.
Yeah. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
He was in his clown getup.
I mean, oh Mickey, my Mickey.
That's what he's dressed as.
Mickey,
like a doctor.
You're a dead boy, huh? You have cancer, huh?
Well, let's start off with some sad news, then, for this hilarious show.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to beat this story to death, but Ronnie King.
Steve lost a child.
Really?
Yeah. Ronnie King is dead at 47. Which surprised me, because I thought he was 47 20 years ago.
I thought he was 43.
When I see him, like.
You're
not just
because
he's
right?
beat up, but just how he looks.
It seemed like a long time ago.
It was 20 years ago.
You're not serious.
Remember the Sublime song?
Yeah.
April 25th? Well, that's the Riot song, but. So he got beat up in 91.
Something like that.
That is. No, it was 92. A while ago.
The Riot was in 92. He got beat up in 91.
That's right.
Duh. Sublime said it. How the hell do you not know?
They said it in the fucking song, what year the Riot?
April 26th, 1992.
Yeah. I thought it was.
92. That's when the Riots were.
Yeah.
That's how I always remember.
That's how I remember dates.
That's how I remember dates of the songs.
Sublime songs.
That's how when you think of September 11th, you think of a song.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I think of all the good songs.
When
September 11th ends. I always think of the good songs of September 11th.
Is that what that song's about? He just, like,
no,
towers fell, and he just decided to go to sleep and not wake up till October.
Song, the song's called, like, When September Ends because it's about everyone forgetting.
Green Day is proof.
I thought it was just sad summer was over.
Green Day is proof that when you get off a drug, you don't make good music anymore.
But they came back really big when that album came out.
Yeah, the song sucked, though. It was nothing compared to what they did.
It was all different. It was
when they're not on drugs, it's not good music. No dope, no soul.
I was rewatching when they did Woodstock 94, and they had the big mud fight with the whole.
And they fucking they throw the their bottles back at him and shit.
No, they're slinging chunks of mud.
Chunks of mud, yeah. And then they actually apologized for that.
They fucking ruined the whole stage.
Yeah, they apologized. They actually had a public apology for that.
Put the whole thing.
They said they were assholes and they're out of line or something like that.
Yeah, they had an interview when American Idiot came out. They said I rewatched that on an interview with them, and they're just being dicks the whole time. And they're like, fuck hippies and shit. Like,
yeah, they were all that shit.
And the bassist lost a tooth because he got tackled by a stage guy because he thought he was a fan. Like, he mistook him and fucking tackled him.
I got my pass.
Bassist, yeah. Thinking he was some fan.
Yeah, because there are people running on stage. And
you stole that guitar.
I mean, they did it crazy. And, like, their cameras are getting all fucked up because, like, they had to do
Woodstock's
far
no away joke,
cameras
Steve.
Because everything was getting covered in mud.
I don't know. I was not born when Woodstock happened. There's only one Woodstock, man.
Only one.
Man.
That you don't know about.
There's only one Woodstock.
There, but you know that one happened, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you gonna say if you remember it, then you weren't really there.
Steve's real name is Flower.
I never meet anybody who's ever said I was at 94, though.
I think everybody like tries to sweep that one under the carpet.
No, that was pretty good.
You're like the only person that remembers there was a Woodstock '94.
But I don't even think
the performers like admit that happened.
But there was one after that, and that one sucked.
95?
What?
That was like it was like 2 years later.
No, they don't. It's not a yearly event.
That one sucked.
What exactly happened though? Because we're watching the video.
Rape. Lots of it.
And why are they apologizing? They're a punk band.
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
they were.
They're probably fucking punks.
Faux punk.
Faux punks with faux hawks.
Well, he started intimidating the crowd too.
Isn't this?
But why is he apologizing? Because the next people that came on, it was a little slippery.
No,
because
actually the whole stage turned around, so they didn't have to like fucking wait that long. The whole thing spun around, so the next stage was behind it. They had to spend hours just fucking cleaning all that shit off.
I forget. Wasn't Woodstock '94 where Limp Bizkit was accused?
No, that was the next one. That was the next one.
Doesn't it?
That's when they fucking.
It was '98.
Yeah,
just picking random dates.
It was probably. Like
I didn't know they tried a third Woodstock.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they did. No one liked it because it was fucking hot as fuck. It was like an Air Force base this time.
It was the one with the fire.
Yeah, that was the one with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like two or three different girls got raped during
that
show.
That's
hey now, what's
that's
so
a
bad?
Good show.
Supposedly,
three people have some good memories.
Yeah,
you have that many people. Of course, you can have rapists.
And how do you even accuse someone in the show in a big ass fucking place like that?
These were '90s.
See, that's why. That's the thing about raves. Raves, there's no rape. They're just everyone's having sex in the fucking thing. Well, old school raves, anyways. These kids these days, they don't know how to fucking rave.
Despite all the people throwing shit, he only got hit like once.
I swear, man.
And he actually just stood there and said, like, try to hit me. And people just chucking shit. Like, he dodged it pretty good.
Yeah, raves aren't what they used to be.
He got hit once, like, in the head.
They're not, but it took me a sec to realize you were saying raves. I thought you were saying rape.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting there thinking.
These rape events aren't anything that used to be back in the day.
Kids nowadays, they just don't know how to rape.
Events. I'm like, what?
They get caught.
Yeah.
Damn DNA.
No, talking about old school raves, man. When you got DJ Mystic, DJ Sammy, all that stuff, man. You got people fucking in go-go boots. Everyone by the time the end of the rave, people are still fucking. All right, I'm gonna go home. End of the rave, yeah. end of the rave, people are going home these days. But man, that rave, man, you got EMTs walking around, fucking putting adrenaline in people because they're fucking so fucking hopped up on fucking everything, man. They're fucking everyone's passed out on the floor.
Old days, you'd have like fucking warehouses, wall to wall full of people.
Oh yeah, dude, warehouses were the best.
Five, six different levels, each level different DJ playing different styles.
Warehouses were the fucking best. They don't do that shit anymore.
They don't they don't do it the Orange Show anymore.
They do the Orange Show, but it's all right. But I'm talking about the warehouse ones. Were the fucking the warehouse ones are best.
They still do them in the desert.
And you got people fucking on the fucking thing, and it's nothing. I mean, these girls over here fucking walking around naked and shit, and they're like, "Oh, don't touch me."
What is he doing wrong here?
I laughed when I moved out here. After
see, now he's throwing the mud back.
Well, he actually.
Well, what else is he supposed to do? He's helping clean.
Cleaning the mud that's already on the front of the stage?
Yeah. No, I laughed though when.
Because he's not licensed for that.
After Pharaoh shut down, they started doing.
Oh, they did a couple there.
Quote unquote raves. I was like, that ain't no fucking rave.
Yeah, they did a couple there.
No, Pharaoh's is a weird place because it was like a. Like a Rocky and Bullwinkle's, like, boomers type thing.
I've seen Combat Kings there once.
Like, they have the...
for the fucking smoke out?
Yeah.
It's a giant, like, pyramid with, like, the Sphinx in front, and it has, like, bumper boats and go-karts, and then they also did...
I went to it wasn't even working.
Shut up.
Oh, I know.
Have you been to Egypt? You never rode the bumper carts on fucking Egypt and shit?
No. Yeah, dude...
Don't play golf.
I never got a special invite.
You never paid attention in school during history. The roving bumper boats of the Nile.
You know he was buried. He was buried with his favorite go kart. You know that, right?
Fucking King Tut, dude. He was a pharaoh king or the boy king for a reason.
Because he died on the bumper boats.
Because he always fucking he was bump people every time he was there. You sit still, I'm not bumpy, you bitch.
I'd play mini golf there, but I was caught in the sand trap.
They cracked open a stew.
The sand trap is just a different color.
They cracked
actually, just everywhere.
When they cracked open his tomb, you had, the one side that had all his intestines in a jar, another side full of fucking gold. The other side, tickets. Lincoln logs and Legos.
And golf balls on one side.
Broken arcade machines.
They look especially back then, you asshole. We'll get technical.
That's why they don't work.
They're made
of stone.
It's all solar power.
They had the original pinball machine.
They had puppets in the back.
They Flintstone that shit. It was Flintstone's bumper carts.
Gears and like fucking like levers.
It was Flintstone's bumper carts. So.
It's in a guy with the background trying to make it like puppets, but the game's still playing.
Yeah. Actually, you know what the funny thing is? I was watching, I can remember it was National Geographic Discovery Channel. They actually discovered that. The people that build the pyramids weren't actually slaves. They're actually hired to build those.
Yeah, people would come around like they wanted to build.
They weren't actually slaves. They were actually hired to build them. They actually paid for them to be housed. and paid for them to build those pyramids. They wanted to do it for the pharaoh.
Oh, they wanted to do it for the pharaoh.
Yeah, they wanted the pharaoh, but they were actually paid to do it though. They were paid very well.
Too.
They weren't slaves. They discovered the so-called
mm-hmm. back then.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ, that's a lot.
They actually discovered so-called slaves. They actually found their houses, and they said they were well built houses for back then. They weren't slave houses, and there was a scriptures on there of them building pyramids. So they discovered that they were actually hired hands to build those pyramids.
I think they're just proud they built
fucking studio apartments.
They had hell homes for the people that built pyramids.
Wow.
Which I thought was actually really interesting when I actually watched that.
It was like construction man camps.
I could see the honor in it too. Just after the pharaoh was buried, and I was like, I built that for.
Well, I'm pretty sure he'd
be dead by time of completion.
Depends on what part you're on.
When it gets to the tip, I think if you start it right then. Then you might be able to be proud of it.
That's when you go on high.
Probably dead and buried somewhere in it.
You take a wall.
It's like the Great Wall of China. They got buried under the fucking thing.
Oh, so just like the Great Wall of China, it'd suck if zombies ever came back again.
You know, I was just about to mention that actually. That was on the tip of my tongue. I was like, wouldn't that suck to be in China when the zombie apocalypse happens? Fucking, could you imagine all those fucking people coming up underneath the fucking wall?
That can't work. They're skeletons.
I've got like a sudden sense of deja vu.
I think you still have some kind of muscle mass.
Bring him back to the dead.
Well, not to mention
the skeleton army.
Like, you're not gonna be afraid the cemetery is gonna be full with fucking dead people. Like, gonna come up. Most of those people are bones now.
Depends on if they have some sort of brain matter.
If he recently died, this is when
Skeletor comes and rises the skeleton army.
Yeah, but you have embalming fluid inside you. So really, would cemetery people
okay?
Come
then
back
we'll
to
say
life?
We'll say the mummy. Yeah. Well, the mummy what? Undead. How about that?
The
mummy can't come back. It took his brain out.
They don't need the blood.
No, I'm talking about the movie, the mummy. Their army
is
a skeleton
they need
army.
Is the brain synapses firing? That's it.
That's more likely than
a zombie. He controls it. He controls it with his mind.
No, like
he doesn't have a mind. It took his brain out.
He does reanimation jutsu.
The idea of the mummy is that he would take organs from other people.
He does reanimation
jutsu. He's just rebuilding himself.
Well, then you have to remember he was buried alive. They didn't do the organ removals. He was buried alive. That way he could never go into the afterlife.
Who exactly? Oh, the mummy movie?
The mummy, yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's say...
That's why he was able to resurrect.
Let's say Orochimaru comes and... I think Steve's only gets that.
I think so.
I wish I was inside your little stupid joke. I feel so left out.
I think the only way that can happen is if your lackey decides to take half of you and graft them to you.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to take parts off people.
And then goes and rapes your old subject.
Yep.
And then takes her power.
He'd be dead by then.
What?
What'll be dead?
What are you talking about?
You're not in this conversation, asshole.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have no idea what the hell we're talking
about.
Calm down, baby blue.
I just want to be a part of it.
Is it a boy?
How'd you guess?
So we're talking about Rodney King being a mummy. What's happening here?
Well, Rodney King. Not only Rodney King
nowadays,
was really a,
he's Jesus.
Abused,
he came back
he was
and
raped.
All still get along.
That video doesn't show the rape part.
No, actually, he's just a floater.
It wasn't rape at the end of the book.
No, they put the knife stick in his ass.
No, the worst. I keep seeing these horrible jokes about him being black and not being able to swim.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's the first thing.
Yeah, hacky joke. Come on.
I have not heard any.
I said
of these.
That is.
Let me
okay.
Hear some of these.
Hey, actually, I went to the bar. And Charles, like, yeah. So Rodney King's dead. So you ever heard of white man can't jump? Well, this proves a black man can't swim. And Charles is a black guy, so you can say it.
But
it's just
not.
Funny. It's just funny, black guy. Yeah. I mean, it's not funny, but
jitterbug.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about the Rodney King thing is no one. You don't hear anyone say it's too soon.
Like he's still alive.
We were. That was one of mine. Like he's still alive. Also, how old he was.
No, did you see Rusty's post on Facebook today?
Oh, he was happy, man. He walked out and fucking did a hill clap.
No, I'm scrolling down. I see this post by Rusty.
That's a former cop.
It's all
the original bar was in L.A. and it got fucking in the riots. Yeah. So no, it's all his fault. He's been blaming ever since.
I was scrolling down. And it says on there, to everybody I know, Happy Father's Day. Oh yeah, Rodney King's dead. Like, all in one line. I was like, really?
You think he's taking the shine away from a lot of fathers?
Black fathers.
I keep seeing, again, at the same place, a bunch of posts of saying, like a picture. Like, this is a picture of me and my dad as a little black kid by himself.
Well, you know, Father's Day falls into two categories. There's Happy Father's Day and Happy Donor's Day. Some of us are fathers, but, you know, don't step up to it, so it's a Happy Donor's Day.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We call those the smart guys.
Tough smart.
I thought the smart ones were the ones who had their shit frozen for money.
No, the smart ones are the ones that don't get caught.
The ones that got off.
The
on
smart
Maury.
Ones are the ones that they're that the ones that they actually impregnated go to Maury and try to find the father.
But I love watching those episodes. I think that shit's funny as hell.
Maury's a piece of shit, though.
They're all pieces of shit. Dr. Phil's a piece of shit because they all exploit everybody.
I think it's great.
You know what's funny is Dr. Phil had the guy that made the bum fights on there and talked so much shit to him. The guy bum fights said, "You know what? You're the same fucking person as me. You come out here, have all these people gone here and fucking exploit them like I exploit the fucking bum. So you have no reason to talk." And you know what? The crowd booed him, but Dr. Phil didn't say. He had no fucking comeback for it. Oh. He just said, you know, after he said out that, "Get him off my fucking stage." That's all he said.
Really?
He had no fucking... Actually, it should be on YouTube. They had no fucking comeback for that.
That is funny.
I was like, you know what? That's fucking true.
No, it is true, but you know
what? How those shows...
He's like, I help people. I was like, no, you fucking exploit them so you can have a show so you can make fucking money. There's the one the bald guy. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious because he cuts his hair like Dr. Phil.
Nice. He should talk like him the whole time. Just to be a dick.
Oh, this is a better one on the under it. Yeah, there's a better one under it. Version.
I hate when that. Why would you like
record on your
record
phone?
On your phone, yeah, or your TV?
Your phone.
That one.
Now I don't have problems with shows like these where they exploit people because you know what? People go on the show.
That's what
you
watch
on.
No, but he's being a hypocrite though.
Oh, I agree. With that.
I don't know. First of all, you know, America was founded on exploitation. So
yeah.
Yes.
Some of them volunteered to build this country.
What the hell's happening?
Let's watch. What the hell's going on?
He's playing backwards.
Is that what's going on?
I suppose.
I think so.
I think he's speaking alien.
He's speaking in tongues. The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, no, it's a YouTube poop. That's why it's all fucked up.
Okay. Put bum fight.
Yeah, they were funny for a while.
You ever watched YouTube poop?
Type
no.
In,
the original ones are funny. It's funny.
No, there's type in bum fight and Dr. Phil.
There's a weird lot of Dr. Seuss ones that are really fucking crazy. I posted them before. I'll show you one later.
Dr. who?
Okay.
I watched Dr. Oz. I don't know who the fuck Dr. Phil is.
It's considered some kind of art form.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No.
If you wiki it, if you know my meme and they wiki it, it's like some sort of art form.
What's that?
To take a video and post it backwards?
No. They do all kinds of weird shit in it.
Huh.
Yeah. It's more like some weird psychedelic.
There's a dancing penis in the background sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's the one Jason knows of.
Is this him?
That's my favorite.
This is just him kicking him off the show, I guess.
Kicks Young Punk.
It's a sick world.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
Stop the tape.
Oh, yeah, it's kicking off.
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, see, it's too late.
Why not?
That's despicable. I don't want to talk to you.
See, he's cut his hair like Dr. Phil. What's it? Look at him.
If you think I exploit people, every time you bring a guest on this show, you exploit them and spread whatever problems they have to the whole world. You think that's helping them?
Yeah, keep telling yourself.
See, look at it. He has no fucking comeback for it.
Yeah, that whole, yeah, keep telling yourself.
Yeah,
that.
Keep telling yourself that. He has no fucking comeback for that. Tell me that's not the fuck. Tell me that's not what him fucking saying, okay, that's true.
Bye.
Come on. Huh? No, I'm not finished talking to you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Tell me that he does not fucking punk Dr. Phil right there.
Dip those guys and run at him.
I know, yeah.
I was fully waiting for
these guys to start swinging.
I just watched that footage.
Yeah. Okay, that's so staged and bullshit because, like, you know that guy's going to be the guest. You know that they come up with that fucking video already. He's probably already approved it.
Yeah.
And he probably met him in the green room.
Yeah,
probably. He probably didn't like him when he saw him in the green room, but he already met him.
In the bum fight videos, does he actually pay the bums to fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they actually get paid to be exploited.
Yeah, these
what about the people who go on Dr. Phil?
Well, if you're about to die, yeah. If your abuser about to die, you get to go Disneyland and shit though. Sometimes
every time you buy a bum fight movie, a boxer gets out of work. He loses his job.
He's making him a star.
I think I'm going to have to go to
I know that guy.
So Pacquiao has become homeless in order to fight again.
Hey, actually, have you ever watched any of the Bum Fight movies? I've watched them all.
I've seen one.
I watched them all, and there's actually this guy that raps. There's a bum, and he raps, and he's actually really fucking good. But the sickest one I seen was
he's like that singing.
No, they're interviewing. They're interviewing this lady, and she's talking. You know what the fuck she's talking about? She's all probably high or something. And then all of a sudden, they run to this fucking guy. He has his pants down. He fucking seriously Hershey squirts the fucking shit out of his fucking ass. It's just splatters everywhere. It was like the weirdest fucking scene ever. But no, you know, they do have people that eat fucking glass and shit and stuff. Actually, you know what Bumfire reminds me of is Hobo with the Shotgun.
I have not watched it yet.
They did the thing because of bum fights. They did that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, in that movie.
That's an old movie, though.
Hobo with the Shotgun? Not that old, no.
How old is it?
Came out last year.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. With Rutger Hauer. I was even thinking about pulling up that clip, but it was like more visual.
Yeah.
When he eats the glass so he can buy his lawnmower. Actually, he wants to buy his lawnmower, and he's like, yeah, I'll buy a shotgun, kill everyone, then get my lawnmower.
That movie's so badass. It's on Netflix.
That's a good movie.
I just haven't watched it yet. I have it on my queue.
It's a good movie. It's really gory.
There are many movies on your queue you haven't watched. Dude. Or stuff I tell you you haven't watched.
No, my queue's maxed out. I have 450. I'm maxed out.
No, it maxed out 500.
Bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. Last time I went on, it said 150 videos, and it won't let me add anything else.
I maxed mine out.
You got Netflix moded right there.
No, yeah. I maxed mine out at 500.
They won't let me add anything else.
But no, that movie's actually really great. It's really gory. If you love gory movies, watch Hobo with a Shotgun.
I loved Hobo with a Shotgun.
That movie's as gory as it comes.
Yeah, it's one of the ones I do highly plan on watching.
I mean, they run over homeless people and all kind of shit, huh? Wedge.
I can't watch those things. I get nightmares.
Oh man,
the best thing that anyone's ever done in any movie is in that movie is because the hand gets chopped off.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I did not expect that girl to fucking get as fucked up as she did.
Stabbing him in
she has this little sharpened bone because her hand gets chopped off and starts stabbing this motherfucker with her arm bone. I did not expect her to actually get hurt at all in that movie. Oh, and when he's fucking locked up with his fucking head in that just dangling there, man, that must have hurt. In the sewer cover.
Yeah, he had like a manhole cover
around his neck.
And it was dangling by his jaw.
In the first part of the movie, they actually run a hobo over with their car because of that. I think it was just some fat guy that owned money.
It was one of those guys.
Some guy owned money or something, right?
It was his brother.
Oh, and he fucked up on something.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good movie. I had the courage to watch it.
How many stars did you give it, Eric?
I give it
37.
Out of what?
We're talking out of 5.
I don't even give it 3 10. Stars. It should be on Doug's. That's how good it is.
That's how the scale works. 37 minutes.
Nah, I give it.
It's 110%.
I give it. Okay, depending on what kind of movies you like.
60%.
Okay, I don't know.
Overall,
I give it a seed because it's so fresh.
Hey, overall,
how many Rodney King beatings?
For majority people, everyone actually watch it.
I give it 5 out of 5 rides. And a free TV.
For an overall rating, I give it a 3.5.
I give it a 3.
But for a personal rating, I give it a 4, 4.5.
Well, the rate. What?
Well, no, for it's not everyone's cup of tea. For everyone,
I'm asking just for your personal.
Oh, for my personal, yeah. for four.
Most
4.5.
People who do ratings, it's based on their personal.
Four and a half.
Yeah, no one ever thinks.
No,
of others.
Yeah, for personal ratings, 4, 4.5. For everyone else, it'd probably be a 3.5.
Thank you for rating movies.
Depending on what you like.
Is that how it works?
I guess.
I don't know how the rating system works. I go by tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go by thumbs up.
How many tomatoes?
I only got 2 thumbs, so that's how high as it goes.
I caught a killer.
Really? You go tomatoes? I go tomatoes. That same thing?
Yeah, that's not potato.
You say potato, I say potato.
That's not the right way to say it. They're in English.
Mashed potato?
Yeah. I say rape, he says rave.
Those are our individual ways to get laid. He gets laid by rape. I get laid by going to raves.
That's like a combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
You know when you're down, when you have to rape your wife. We shouldn't drink at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't work.
Well, yours is like a victory sip for your...
Here. This is for being a father. Not really. Not that I know of, anyways.
A father through rape?
Not that I know of, anyways. No one's come up to the plate and told me so.
Wait till you win the lottery or have a job.
In light of this stuff going on with your ex, do you think you dodged a bullet?
No, because I made sure that bitch was on birth control when she was with me.
That doesn't mean anything.
We have birth control. I pulled
you, like,
out.
You grab her jaw and force him in there.
There's birth control. There's condoms. I pulled out the majority of the time. So I don't know. Maybe I'm infertile. Who knows?
You put an IUD in there.
I did nutting her a few times and nothing happened. So
you have an Excel sheet for the rhythm method.
No, nothing happened, but disappointment for everyone.
Well, she. I've been kicked in the balls a few times in my day. So. Well, it was in, like, sports and
rapes.
Girls have been, yeah.
You consider that a vasectomy? No, it's okay. You know. I got kicked in the balls when I was a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think. Well, you know, there's actually one time my sister got really mad at me. I was laying down and she fucking got the heel of her foot and fucking just kicked me in the nuts so fucking hard. I almost threw up. I think it might have something to do with it.
That always happens.
I think all the sperms like fucking ran away and shit, never came back. That's why I didn't get her. That's probably why I didn't get her pregnant. No, I already knew.
They closed down the project.
No, you know what? I actually predicted her being pregnant because right when she broke up with me, I'm like, watch, she didn't get up. Because I kept her on track of all.
Okay,
because
I was gonna say you didn't really say what happened. You just assumed everyone knew.
You know what? I kept her.
Well, if you listen to our earlier shows,
oh man,
that's a good reason.
Earlier shows when I was dating her. Oh man, dude, we get drunk and I'd say all kinds of shit, and then she actually listened to the show and she'd be like, "Eric, what the fuck are you?"
I remember she got she texted us.
She actually texted her in the show because she actually was listening to our previous show and she texted me in her show
about you nutting in her hair.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
That's when you got the text. He was like, "You talk about me on the show?"
Yeah,
smear it into her eyebrows.
No, there's actually, I think the worst thing happened.
I think that was the conversation.
I think the worst thing that happened when I was having. What's the worst thing ever happened when you're having sex? I think mine was I was at my girlfriend's house. My ex.
I'm having sex, not the worst.
Well, no, I was either. The things that happened. I was at my ex's house and we were having sex on our couch. You know. Fucking going. I'm almost done. Her dogs run up. You know, they're right next to my leg. You know, I'm fucking in the zone, so I'm not worried about it. I lift her up.
Hold on, stop. What kind of dog?
It's a Shih Tzu.
There you go.
And then there's a miniature Chihuahua, toy Chihuahua. And then I lift her up. I'm about to nut. I lift her up because we don't wear condoms these days. That's for sailors. No, I lift her up. I fucking pull out. I nut. Fucking shoots up in the air, comes down, and fucking lands on her fucking dog. And look at this dog. She fucking loves this dog to death. I mean, this is her fucking baby right here.
I'd shoot away.
She was
I'd shoot away.
She was.
It would lick itself.
She was so fucking mad at me that she didn't fucking. She wouldn't talk to me for at least the rest of the fucking night. Man. She was like,
"Well, that's not so bad. You already had sex there. You already nutted."
But we did it like three times. We did it like 3 times a fucking day though.
So you got to two.
It was during the morning. So I only got to one, which kind of upset me. But
okay, now since she treats her dog as a baby and you nutted on her baby in her mind that night, was that tantamount to child molestation?
Yes.
He didn't do it intentionally.
So later that night,
it's like the creeping to get her the other side of the room, and you just have
just to get on her nerves. I just put peanut butter on my balls, and you know, so
reciprocating.
The worst part.
To make her understand it was an accident.
The second worst thing I did was I was fingering my ex's asshole. And I accidentally scratched inside her and started. It actually.
you caused anal rupture?
No, I was eating her out. I was fingering her asshole, and then accidentally scratched her in there, and then it hurt really bad. I guess she was in pain for a while.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like you cut something in there.
No, not on purpose.
No, but did you cut something?
Yeah, I cut.
Did she
scratched,
start bleeding out her ass?
Yeah, I scratched her.
So you caused anal rupture?
Yeah, basically. But I kind of scratched her, and I was like, and I felt really bad. But
it smells like shit and copper.
You know, what happens. Like, what's up? Do you have any bad moments there? Oh, you probably had sex.
Nah, from what I remember.
When did you have sex?
From a long, long time ago.
I remember those days.
Hold on, I'm in fantasy mode.
I never
nothing
really
bad. Just like,
any embarrassing moment or something like that. Like I know when I farted a couple times, the girl gets mad.
I've done that too.
I've done that.
And then I fucking every time, like my ex Sam, she fucking loved anal, and I fucking pound her ass, and then like when I pull it out, I was like. Start farting. Actually, there's only one time that a little piece of like crap pulled it. You know, it didn't bother me, but there's like a little piece of shit.
Shit, dick.
It doesn't matter. No, it wasn't that bad. It was just, like a little piece, and I was like, hey, look. And she's like,
nothing. It was just a little piece on a really long like.
I'm afraid. I can tell you a lot of shit.
Jason, come on. Everybody has it's some.
The size of I can tell you a lot of freaky shit I've done during sex. Like there's, I'm just a freak. Regardless, like she can be in her period. I just stuff her and I'll eat her out and I fucking pull it out and fuck her. But you know what?
Who hasn't
period,
done? Yeah, who hasn't?
But
done
you know
that?
What? Period blood is weird as hell, man. It's like a fucking maroon color, and it's really thick.
It's very coagulated.
It's really thick. It's like when you masturbate in the shower and then it gets wet and it gets all fucking thick like that. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that.
Kind of filmy.
Yeah, I'll just throw a fucking sheet down and stuff like that, but.
Just lay a tarp down or anything.
The bezel. We watched. Yeah, we fucked during Avatar. I watched that movie three times. Third time it was when I fucked during there. There was actually people next to us too.
Oh, you're in the theater. In the
theater, yeah. There's okay. Actually people. There's actually this family next to us, and she was fucking on it, man. She was like, she didn't wear.
There's a family there, and she just bounced.
She didn't wear underwear. No, she gave me a head, and then she fucking started bouncing. I don't think they mind. The dad was watching, but I don't know about the. We didn't get kicked out. I don't know what happened though.
Yeah, I bet the dad was the only one who noticed. The rest of everyone's actually into
and
the
then
movie.
We, I was, this the one I was
like, living, this
movie
sucks. This like, hey, what's going on over there?
This one I was living in San Diego, and like seriously, like anywhere, like we had this little balcony area, and people walk by all the time. It was in the apartment, and we fucking just right there, fucking someone walks by, you know, hits the shit.
What's up? High five.
I mean, that's just me. I like public endangered like shit like that. Like seriously, we were at fucking Walmart one time, and then.
One
the
time?
Dressing room?
One time.
One time. No, the dressing room.
Was back in Minnesota?
The fucking, right there.
Yeah, you betcha.
Right there in the fucking dressing room, man.
There's more
that
specialize in cheese and beery.
That's a good girl, man. I don't even care the fuck I was.
I'll
fuck
them
anywhere.
Like, those good chicks that will, like, kind of go along with that shit. Like, I...
The thing I don't get is elevator sex.
I had a few.
How the fuck do you... I mean, that's like, what, like...
Well, you're supposed to push the stop 30 button.
Seconds?
Yeah, you push
and
stop.
Then there's a railing there, so it can actually really help you. The only problem is usually a camera, like, right there.
Yeah, camera. Yeah. Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Okay, then. Yeah, there's a railing there to help you out.
No, no, me. But,
get any position pretty much there. She can hold on, or she can lift her leg, put it right there.
There's a girl I met.
And sometimes there's mirrors in them, so it's actually...
This girl Amy I met. She lives in Movel.
Local reference.
So we met up.
Where the fuck is Mo?
We met up. She used to tell me.
The ripped in half
it's
map.
Funny. It's funny. actually talked to her on Xbox. And then we met up. I was talking about John's Incredible Pizza. We met up there. And then we talked. And then the second time we met up, she was telling me about her, these little things. She's a fucking freak. And then she's talking about wearing a dress in a restaurant and not wearing underwear. She had me finger her in a fucking restaurant with no underwear. And, like, there was, like, this isn't a restaurant. I mean, there's no fucking, like, tablecloth or nothing. She's sent me fucking glad her in a fucking restaurant with no tablecloth.
I got blown at, like, a Burger King. Like, at one of
that's
the...
That's just, that's not classy at all.
It's not. That's the whole point.
Was she black?
No.
Did she have teeth?
Chevron. The stain in she have teeth? No, she wasn't.
No.
Sir, if it was a McDonald's, all right,
I can see. Okay, no, I can see
it.
We were just talking, I can see an In and Out. All right,
we were in a booth, and it was like, okay, let's do this.
I can see something more high class, you know, In and Out,
Farmer Boys.
Yeah,
anywhere where it's like more than $10 per person.
Yeah, maybe. I don't.
The only thing I've ever done.
So Five Guys.
Yeah. All right, where's the most all right. Blah 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 place you ever had sex.
Bah, bah, bah.
The most place I've ever had sex?
Or the most like exciting, place you're getting caught having sex or whatnot.
No, really, just be at home with the friends are there. Friends
that, really? That's,
friends
that's,
don't
really that's
fucking
it?
See us having sex.
Okay,
I was discussing. Like, all right,
past Jason.
Sorry,
what about you, Mr. Wedge? No stuttering because you know you're lying.
No, it was like 3 a.m. and it was raining, and me and my ex were outside, and I bend her over on top of a car out like in the middle of the road, and I yank her tampon out and just start banging her.
No, that's a story right there. That's my kind of. That's something I would fucking do. Yeah. What about the tampon, give it a whiff, and then throw it back in her face, and then fuck her?
Just popping like a cork, you know, you gotta just slap, gotta get that sniff.
Just slap her with it, and then fuck
Very
her.
Very aromatic, you know.
She used the red mummy to choke her smile on her face, and then throw it away.
Hold on. 3 days? It's a good year.
3 days.
Hold on.
You should change these every 6 hours.
Having your period since 1998. All right.
That's a nice vintage.
You sniff it like a wine. Yeah. Like a wine cork.
Oh. So,
sometimes no,
you tell, you tell her, hold on. Her, like, it's a good, this girl you just met, you tell her name, her age, and like her sign by smelling her tampon.
Right. Hold on. You got the pearls?
You know her. That's you know good. The year she was born by smelling.
You know how classy she is, what kind of tampon you pull
92.
Out. 92. When she has tampons plurals, man, that's a fancy girl. When she can't afford, when she has a Kmart special, you know you want to fuck with that bitch. Kmart, she has a Kmart tampons, you don't want to fuck with her.
It does come out like a cork, though. Anyways.
Steve? All right, Steve.
On to you, Steve. What are you doing? Your hopes, dreams, future.
Yeah.
Likes, dislikes.
The only thing I've done in the theater, girlfriend gave me a head during The Replacements.
Theater? I'm talking about fucking play theater.
You're at a puppet show.
Yeah.
He was surrounded by children. And
let me tell you about my 10th birthday.
Yeah. Did do it on the field of
the babysitter had an eye out for me.
The field of the middle.
Her name was Helga.
she made me macaroni.
Girlfriend's car outside of work 20 minutes before I had to go in for work.
Yeah. Blah. It's all blah.
Outside of a Kmart. Right next to the fucking garden section.
Ooh. Well, the hoses are out.
Hey.
That's right.
You know it's a good place. You know it's a good place to have sex with? That first. It's about 10 o'clock at the East Highland Ranch Lake. My ex lived up there. We had sex right there, and her fucking cousin walked up.
So that's when all the geese come out.
Because her cousin lives up there too, and they were like, "We're hanging out," and they went out. They went out. There's a little gate part that goes up to the pool. They're like, "All right, we're gonna walk."
There's
up.
A pool there. I just
there's two
the
pools.
Lake.
We're gonna walk up there. They're like, "We're gonna walk there." All right, so we had time. We're the ones up there because it's fucking late, and it's open till like 11. I can't remember. And so we're there, like, "You wanna fuck?" Okay, so we start fucking. We didn't expect her cousin to walk
like
back.
Smooth,
she
like
had her cousin. She had her cousin's card, the key card to go in the gate. They walk back and we're fucking there. I'm like, she's like, "Hey," I turn around like, "Your cousin wants you." Like, I didn't pull out her nothing. I stuck in her, and she's like, "Carry right here." But her cousin already knows. I mean, her fucking. The thing is,
that'd be funny. You just
the girl
carry
I dated. The girl I dated. The girl. The Filipino girl I dated.
Don't even remove yourself.
The thing is, the Filipino girl I dated. She was hot. But her cousins were fucking beautiful. No, she was.
So she came back and then you
so
just tried.
So in other words, you didn't
start. You kept that heart out of long.
You're trying to give the cousins something visual to make them go, oh.
Hey, her cousins were fucking beautiful. I'll tell you that much. Especially her cousin Hope. Oh, man, that girl's gorgeous. She actually, they're rich. Man, her family's rich. She goes to Paris and all kinds of shit all the time.
They live in East Highland. That's
moderately rich.
You're
fucking rich.
That's moderately rich.
Yeah.
They mingle with some Indians. They're obviously Asian. They have money.
I don't know what her family. I don't know what. I can't remember her family is.
Like when you see a white person in East Highland, usually they're.
I know.
They're
I know my ex. My ex, her dad.
If you're anything else besides that, besides black, I don't know if there's any rich people out there.
My ex, her dad's a truck
Fontana's
driver,
like
and
that.
Her mom's
I don't think
an RN.
I've seen a single black person in East Highland.
Yeah, I have.
Well, there's a sign.
I know a few people.
They still have a security guard. Then why do they have a security truck there? Then
I know a few people.
You know,
I've got a ticket a couple times because I spent night at our house.
Because you're brown in a nice neighborhood.
I spent night. Yeah. I spent night at our house, and it was like I had to go to work the next morning, and I was just the car was out there for a few hours. But if you park it, if your car's out there anytime past 3 on the street, and you don't, and you're not like permanent for it, they'll give you like $25 ticket. If you don't pay it, they threaten to send it to like the cops. But I didn't pay it, and nothing fucking happened. They're just a bunch of fucking assholes.
Who would you pay it to then?
Do you go to the main office and give them $25?
Oh, you have to pay them. Okay, I thought the city did that. Okay.
No, you have to pay them, and then they.
So in other words, it's not actually.
You have to pay.
It's not a legal binding.
You have to pay them, and then they threaten to make it more by fucking sending it to the office.
That's bullshit.
It's retarded.
They couldn't take it to the cops, so nothing would come of it because it's not a legal binding ticket.
I didn't fucking pay it.
And look at him now.
As a matter of fact, I think
you want to find
it. You know the funny thing is, I think it went to her house, and her dad paid it.
Oh, because he's rich, right? See?
Well, her dad's a truck driver and her mom's an RN. So they have money.
Sounds like rich people
that's
to
not,
me. Yeah,
that's not rich.
Well, see, she made Arns make good money, and
they,
so
they
do truck drivers.
Decent good money. Truck drivers can make.
Well, he bought. Hey, he bought. He had a key on the Cadillac that.
Does he own his own truck?
No, he works. He works commercially.
He makes a good living.
But,
I don't think he's rich.
But no,
but I think
he bought a car that was owned by the mayor of
Highland.
I think Orange County, Chicago, McCheese. Something like that.
Why would that matter?
It was a Cadillac.
It was owned by the mayor of
Mayor of the Park? Hey, if you buy something from the mayor of L.A.,
And I signed up a district attorney for a fucking credit card that I knew was bunk. Ooh.
Got a Geo Metro from the mayor of Highland.
That might have been worth something. I don't know who the fuck mayor of Highland is.
I think it's a woman.
Oh, then that's probably
why. I knew it was like
probably why I don't
five
know.
Years ago. I don't know if it still is.
Women shouldn't rule nothing.
Didn't they have a vote like a couple weeks ago?
I don't know.
They had too many emotions.
They start breaking down crying every time they have to make a decision.
The stress just gets to them. All of a sudden they have headaches.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no.
We need to name the street. Mayor, Ms. Mayor, we have to name the street.
No, no.
She's got PMSing.
I just got a tampon wiped in my face by some kid.
I don't want to sound stupid right now. What does PMS mean? Premenstrual stress or
syndrome?
It's a syndrome.
It's a syndrome.
It's a disease.
It's like a retardism.
It's like back in the day they had a hysteria where women would go to the doctor and he would give her an orgasm.
Yep.
See, that's
they
why
I heard that. That. Yeah, I know.
That's why I don't date Mexican women because
and
they,
like
they're PMS 24/7.
How serious it truly is, they're considered hysteria.
Premeditated suicide. Might as well be better off.
Your body knew once it was going to happen.
That's one thing, man. You know, most of the girls I date are sweethearts, but once they got on their period, man, they're fucking like Joelle, man. She was fucking she was a bitch on fucking on period.
You have a tendency of knowing how to piss pissy. People off, like, easily.
I never pissed anybody off, though.
They get hornier. But I want to
fuck them. That doesn't mean I didn't fuck them.
Jason, have you ever earned your red wings?
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Well, I was curious, because like, you
see,
just seem so gross
the,
by the
you guys call
idea.
Them red wings. I call them bat wings. I think that's a more proper name for them.
Bat wings, like, you get some chick with, like, droopy fucking, like, well, tank you, drapes and
okay,
shit.
Okay, that's like if you're eating the ass of a chick who has diarrhea, maybe. But what
bat wings,
is red?
Bat wings, they suck blood. You fucking licking a pussy with blood.
Only one bat
wings.
Does it. Only one type of fucking bat
it's
does
still
it.
Still a bat wing.
The vampire bat.
And it's not
I
even
I put my dick
out of
sparkling in the daylight.
Why do red wings? Why do red wings even fucking come in this story?
Because blood is red and it goes across like its wings.
PMS.
Well, I've never had the fucking Joker lips when I fucking got done eating out a girl.
I haven't
period.
Either. It's just what they call them.
Well, then that's stupid.
You're just a man, bored.
No, if you do, you just have to start laughing hysterically, and stare at her dead in the eyes,
and then you fucking stab her in her fucking chest after,
and ask her why so serious.
Even before that movie,
I'd rather do the Jack Nicholson voice.
You wouldn't punch a guy with glasses.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale of the moonlight?
Where'd you get those wonderful toys?
That's the thing. I don't know why people even compare those two movies, because Jack Nicholson, he was a comedian Joker. He did the Joker of the time that he did the movie. The time that movie came out, he did a great Joker. He was supposed to be a comical Joker, you know?
Not quite. I think he based his role more off of the guy from the 1960s.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Something Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
I
know it's something.
It always made me laugh because he never what? Wanted to shave his mustache, so you
Romano,
can see
isn't it.
It. Or Raymond Sanchez.
No, it's not. To the internet. I got anyways. Beer. I got a beer on that. It's not his name.
I don't remember what it is. I'm not certain if it is Sanchez. I don't know.
But still, I think he played an amazing Joker though. Better than most characters.
Which one?
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. No, he was phenomenal.
He was a great Joker.
See, I kind of felt that the Joker that Heath Ledger did was more based on the Scorpio Killer from Dirty Harry.
I think it's based on, like, the Killing Joke version.
Dirty Harry. Yeah. I've been wanting to watch that movie again.
The much darker,
yeah, the
more
darker.
Crazier fucking Joker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Batman, you know they're making the...
I think Heath Ledger was playing the Joker.
The Dark Knight Returns?
Are they?
Yeah.
They're doing what?
Where he's fucking like really old and in the end fight Superman and goes underground?
Yeah, they're doing the DC animated movies.
Nice.
The voice of it is RoboCop.
No shit.
I think
Cesar Romero.
I think Heath Ledger.
Cesar Romero. Yeah.
Give me a beer, sir.
I think Heath Ledger Joker.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Leisure.
Heath Ledger.
Leather?
Leather? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Heath Leather.
Heath Leather.
I think he was basing his Joker on
I think by now he probably is kind of more leather.
I think he was basing his on the Spawn Joker.
What, clown?
A clown?
Same thing.
No fucking way.
That could be your character for Halloween.
You have to watch this. This is that's more Dirty like Harry.
Right. Maritza, she's the right height and size. I'm not. I'm too tall.
Is he that short?
Yeah.
Roll, your boy's the matter with you, don't you think?
Hey, you know, Carlson might have a point.
Your boat. Yes, but I'm sick, are you sick? What is it? Oh, roll, you got to your mothers are going to die in Oxford City. I'm going to kill all your mothers, all the rest. Roll, your boat, gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily.
I think he'd do it more casual, but I think he would hit the first kid he didn't want his fucking thing. But then he'd just go back all happy, not be more like demented like that. But he'll just go back to the song all happy and get in the thing still.
Such
like,
a great movie, though, Dirty Harry.
I know.
Clint Eastwood.
He probably would have pulled out the knife, stuck it in the kid's
mouth. Clint Eastwood at his finest.
Clint Eastwood.
I liked him better in the spaghetti Western films.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Is
Good, Bad, Ugly.
Fuck that.
Have you ever watched the Korean version, The Good, the Bad, and the
wagon,
Weird?
Ah, yeah.
Hey, have you ever watched the Korean version, The Good, the Bad, and the Weird? It's actually a really good movie.
I heard about it.
Another one I have on Netflix.
It's actually a great movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Weird. It's a really good movie.
How do you say it?
If you like if you don't mind subtitles, it's a good movie.
The Good, the Bad, and the Weird?
It's called The Good, the Bad, and the Weird. They can say W's.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of
Korean, the Bad and the Weird,
they would not say it like that. Did someone in the movie say
now,
it
if
like
there was Al's and Weird, they'd probably say, how weird. I don't know.
Speaking of Korean, I thought it was funny. I go through.
Touchy subject. Pass.
This show should be called. You know, I thought this was funny.
Yeah. No, I think it's interesting.
And they're going where?
I was looking up cartoons on the Time Warner On Demand.
On YouPorn, yeah.
Yeah. For my 3-year-old. And I was going through Disney.
It's called
Hentai. They actually have Disney Korean on there. And so you can watch like the normal Disney shows they have dubbed over in Korean. It's really weird.
Yeah, and the After Effects, their eyes all slanted.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend MJ.
I don't know. Phineas and Ferb in Korean was...
I thought you said the story you thought was funny.
I thought it was funny.
It had a beginning.
Why would you even mention it?
Go home, Steve.
This
go,
is
go to bed.
Create Disney. Fucking dumbass. What do maybe you if you mention Euro Disney.
What do you have?
What do I have?
What do I have? I blew up a lot of topics just fucking today. I don't know, I've been drinking a lot.
You haven't. Yes. You haven't mentioned the show. Eric has a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I like to call it? Not enough.
And he's like, you can never get this filled.
See, I don't even have ice anymore because I put more alcohol in and burn out all the ice.
There's no more even soda. It's just like alcohol.
That's here.
I like to grow hair on my chest the right way.
Just wants to be Barney.
Just pour alcohol in yourself. It's how I make it grow.
I heard it's how you become a man.
You dip your face in alcohol. Yeah, fuck, it's a Jack Daniels.
So I get
that. That's your aftershave.
So I get that.
It just grows back in a minute.
He's got like a fucking a spray bottle that he mists himself in the morning.
That's how
starts rubbing
that's how
it
I cure the chicken pox. Some celery in the morning.
It's killed it with alcohol.
It's a Eastern European hair growing tonic.
European.
It's a mixture of ink, alcohol, and piss.
Spell I cup with colors.
You buy kimchi at that store too, right?
I love kimchi. Kimchi's good stuff. I actually had a soup the other day. I haven't had one in a long time. It's delicious.
Like kimchi soup?
No, Korean. Oh, actually,
Korean soup.
Okay. No, the noodles.
Actually,
that
I think the other.
I
think.
But we. Yeah, I know. What you're
talking about. I'm gonna go to Pho Ha. You ever been to Pho Ha?
No, I don't even know what.
Don't go. It's a Vietnamese.
I thought that was a hairstyle.
It's a Vietnamese restaurant. No, it's really good. It's good soup. If you like soup, it's good soup.
I don't really care for soup.
Good egg rolls.
Noodle soup.
You're a beaner. Beaners love soup.
No.
They have all kinds of. They have meatball soup and Spanish. Some.
I thought you were naming stuff that beaners like.
Beans.
Tortilla
you
soup.
You mean Manu, though? That's the only one I know.
Beans.
I don't even know if it's a soup.
Pozole?
Yeah, they're soups.
Come on, Wedge, you can jump in any time.
What defines a soup? It's definitely not a meal.
You can jump in any time, Wedge.
Is it broth? It floating around?
You don't know. You don't know what menudo is, do you?
I know what menudo is.
You've seen it?
I've eaten it.
Are you Mexican?
It's gross.
I've wondered that, too.
Me?
Where are you?
I'm half.
So you're half white?
So you're a fucking mutt.
I'm half Mexican, half El Salvadorian.
You're a mutt.
So you're full Mexican.
No, hey, you know, the fucked up thing, Salvadorians, man, they hate me called Mexican, man. They're like, I'm a Salvadorian, I'm not Mexican.
You know the other country in South and Central America.
See, and I have a reason why I don't like call Mexicans. Mexicans are dirty and nasty. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. No, I don't have nothing about Mexicans. I have nothing against Mexicans, just wetbacks. It's like nothing against black people, just niggers. Nothing against white people, just fucking hicks. I have nothing against Asians, just proud Asians. There's no bad word for
the
Asians.
The ones who look down on him for fucking their daughters and go,
well, it depends where you're from.
Chink,
zipperhead. Well, like I said, like, you know, every...
Some of those are based on nationality.
Well, every race, yeah, every race has their nigger.
That's funny. That's the way you specify.
No, I'm serious. There's like, I have no problem with any race. It's just the fucking...
You're still going overall, going on one specific race.
I know.
That's not one specific race. That's being racist at thinking that words is for one race.
That's how you think of it.
No, I don't think of it.
Technically, that word is for one race.
I think of fucking... No, Negroes for one race. Fucking black people. But no, that's... nigger is an ignorant... It's the ignorance of every race.
No,
it's one race.
Nigger was how the Anglos pronounced the slaves when they brought them over, because most of the slaves came from fucking Niger. That's why they called them niggers.
Prove it.
They're like, we'll just add one.
We'll just
more
go
G.
back on our time machine and prove it to Eric. Then they'll say, what's that fucking nigger doing there?
Well, you can't prove it, Chuck.
Like, no, I'm Spaniard. And that's like you, too. You don't even say you're Mexican.
Because I'm not.
Not.
I'm Spaniard.
And
I'm a dirty Spaniard, because Spaniards are actually white, too.
Proud to be white.
I'm white and proud. There's a song for that, right? Fucking James Brown.
Oh, man. Seriously, I want to take him to the South and have him try and make that argument.
You know what I was thinking today? I was eating dinner. I was telling myself, all by myself.
Mm.
Yes, no one helped me at all.
That's how he usually eats dinner by himself. He either usually eats dinner by himself or with a fucking cat.
He just ate all the raw ingredients together.
She ate already. Okay? She already went off to go take a nap.
She
had a long day of sleeping.
His dinner was his pussy.
She already had her Filipino butter and ass.
I already cummed on her head. No, but it's like, okay, what do you... we call black people, as a PC term, African-Americans. What do you do in the U.K.?
African European?
No, African Yuke?
They're black.
Oh, they don't care a shit. They just say black.
I would imagine. What about someone from Jamaica?
They're Jamaican.
Yeah.
They're not black.
They're African. Would you call them African American?
No.
They're African Jamaican.
That's a Jamaica Queens.
Oh. They're African American mates.
Or the Haitians.
Australian.
No, what about the Haitians?
If you're black and Australian. African?
No, then you're an Aboriginal.
New Zealand's better.
That's their niggers.
New Zealand's better.
But that's the Indians.
The thing is, Australians like the fucking natives, though.
Yeah, they respect them.
Yeah, they actually like them.
They make do the jokes like they do nigger jokes and Polack jokes.
No, but in all honesty, they do respect them a lot.
Because they're far away from each other, they live nowhere.
No, they interact with each other a lot. Actually.
We trade these beads.
No, they actually interact. These AIDS they actually interact with each other a lot.
How do you get all this information?
They bought an island.
I'm like, making
cents.
Up.
Internet.
The internet.
The intronet.
So you pretty much learned on Xbox Live.
Yeah, I actually play with some.
I go through the news feed. I know what's going up on the IG.
It was on my dashboard.
I play with a couple of Aussies, and they had some Negro folks over.
I hate when I end up in the lobby with the French.
They were playing Madden.
They were playing Madden?
They were playing the rugby.
We love this game.
I think they were playing a rugby game or something.
And that's what you were playing. That's how you talked to
them. They were playing the walkabout.
They were all playing football.
They were playing the walk and dead about.
They're playing Catch a Dingo and Connect.
No, they're playing. They're playing.
You lost the dingo.
They're playing. They're playing Connect Pets with the dingo.
Playing Didgeridoo on Wii.
They're playing Australian version of Connect Pets, and it had a fucking a dingo, had a kangaroo and a koala.
Rock Band Didgeridoo Edition.
Game on fucking DS. You pick your own fucking dingo and you raise the puppy.
My Sims Outback.
You teach it to bark and shit like that. I heard that guy's from Florida. Is that true?
What?
Look at
the Outback Steakhouse voice guy?
Probably. He's not so Australian.
Well, that's true. That's the worst Australian accent in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
insulting.
That's like saying hey, you know what sells it? Is when he shades himself with a fucking blade, though.
No, that's...
That's how I know he's Australian.
No, that guy, they don't use that guy anymore.
I know. He's talking about
the voice guy. When was the last time you saw a commercial for the Outback?
The last time the guy shaved his fucking face with the fucking...
Yeah, I see him all
really?
Time.
But the one I remember is the guy that shades himself with the fucking blade. Yeah, that's a classic. That guy was a classic.
He wasn't Australian. He was more like a cowboy.
But still, he was no, he was Australian.
No, we're talking about
it's Outback, you fucking jackass.
Yeah.
He talked with an accent.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Pull it up.
Commercial for this guy.
Pull it up.
No, but we're talking about the voiceover guy.
Now
you're lucky this is plastic.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a tattoo in the back.
I'm with the listening. I know. I actually tried pulling it off and actually messed up the handle.
Okay. That's why he's been wanting the bottles.
Look at
the other ones didn't have it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. They all
the
have
it. The Listerine ones do.
They all have it. All
right. I think the glass ones do too.
Look at see, I pulled it and it's still stuck on there, so I kind of messed it up. So I'm going to tell Nani that we didn't drink this weekend.
You get heated up.
I don't think he's got mad there.
No, but I know you're talking about the voiceover. You're talking about the voiceover.
I need to wash my mouth.
No, the dude that's on the screen.
No, I'm on talking screen. About. Fucking Jason, you're talking about the voiceover.
We're talking about how the voice... Yeah, thanks for the pound. We're talking about how the voice...
I'll give you a pound,
it's
baby.
No longer a guy. It's a voiceover and with the worst Australian accent.
I think it's the same guy who does the Fosters.
I think it's the guy who does the Buck Hunt.
It's just equally Fosters. As bad.
Australian for beer.
We don't even drink
Fosters is good.
Yeah, Fosters not that bad.
Yeah, but the Australians don't even drink
No one asks you, Wedge.
Yeah, I want to know how they
I wish I was paid in
he's like groan, like, aww.
He did a sigh, like, I wish I was paid in translators. Aww.
Paying gum. I wish I was paid in chiclets.
Yeah, that's your version of chiclets.
It's his version, too.
I wish I was paid in chiclet laters.
They come in multiple colors.
Sell them.
It's like 3 for 50 cents.
That's how they replace tooths in Mexico, chiclets.
How they replace tooths?
Teeth, whatever.
Teeth.
No, tooth.
You don't correct the people that...
When you're missing a tooth, that's what you say.
You
I lost my first tooth.
You don't correct people that
but
fucking
you don't replace
drinking.
Tooths.
That's how it works.
I can't seem to find it.
It doesn't exist.
Exactly. That means I'm right and you're
as
fucking wrong.
After he died, the internet took every video off of him.
I think he drowned.
It's always surprising when you find stuff... Well, you can't find stuff
put,
on the internet.
Put in old school
when you have some
back.
Old memory... Of some
commercial
video
guy.
Or commercial or just show.
Put in old
Outback. Hey, Billy
put in
Mays
old,
Hayes here.
Put in old Outback Steakhouse commercial.
This is the one that you were saying that has the horrible voiceover.
No, it's the guy probably.
This is what?
This is the guy shaving himself. This isn't it.
This is voiceover.
That's yours. No, I want to see mine.
And so do you.
And so do you.
And for a limited time, create your own stuff.
Oh, he's like a surfer dude.
Yeah, this is not a very good.
That's why I heard he's like from Florida or some shit.
They should hire Jim Jefferies to do it.
It's a Foster's commercial,
it's
I swear.
Or with your choice of a tasty side or starting at just $11.99.
He sounds a little
Rocky.
Too happy.
Create your own.
He sounds a little too happy.
Light up the
he?
Bobby.
They would like say fuck.
All right, now try to find the old school Outback guy. Put in old Outback commercials.
We're looking at this channel, maybe. It's
Circa.
That's not on that channel. What the fuck are you on, anyways?
He's the Outback Steakhouse. This is the Outback Steakhouse fucking
Outback porn. Outback Steakhouse porn. To have sex with a cow before you murder
probably,
it.
That's probably you got to
So you don't have it. You got to put old school.
That's how you come up with
you
the
have to put
Angus,
old,
right?
You have to put in an old school Outback Steakhouse commercial.
Maybe like, that one with the
You're making it difficult there, Mr. Wedge.
You're only hurting yourself. Really. Anyways.
This is the time to make funny.
So when he finds it, we don't care.
Yeah,
I know.
So
okay, now you
Transformers. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, you sent me a text earlier about watching the new trailer for Resident Evil.
Yeah, They're making what? Is this the fourth or fifth
the
one?
The sixth one.
It's the fifth.
It's the fifth.
Damn, right. You got a Kurt with him. Like it's a fifth. Get
it is
the right, Dick.
Well, I fucking know.
Wait,
it's the fifth
about the
one.
Video game or the movie?
No, the movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking
so
about
so shut
video
the
game.
Fuck up, Wedge.
Even the game, it's not technically the sixth.
Yeah, but they're calling it the sixth.
I know that.
Technically, it's a sixth because they had a fifth.
Hey, no, don't fuck with technically because no, his nickname is technically
that. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, wasn't there the that CG one with Leon?
Well, they had. They've had Diaz. I mean, the thing is,
so technically, that's not.
There's a lot of side versions they had too.
It's not part of the actual movie.
We call those spinoffs.
They had a couple Game Boy versions and.
They had a few side versions of Resident Evil.
I played them all. I played the Game Boy ones and stuff too. Actually, the one on 3DS was really good.
They actually had the original one on 3DS, didn't they?
The Resident Evil on 3DS was actually really good. No, you're on a boat on the on one on 3DS and you fucking were on a fight.
Oh, that was the GunCon one.
What are you talking about?
It was on PlayStation 2.
No, I'm talking about the one on 3DS. Was actually it's a different one. It's not really had anything to do with the series.
The new one on 3DS was its own little nation built on a floating island.
No. The one I played on 3DS was actually you're on a boat. You're actually on a boat, and the whole game runs you on a boat. And there's two characters. There's a woman, and there's this fat guy that's in the fucking but you don't really play as him. You mostly play as a woman.
Oh,
okay. The only one on any Game Boy I know that takes place on a boat was Resident Evil Gaiden.
No, this one was on 3DS.
Leon and Barry.
Yeah, this one didn't. This one didn't have them.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the game.
Actually, they were an original. They were an original characters on this on the 3DS version.
Yeah, you deal with that. Anyways, all right. The new movie trailer.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. What'd you think of it?
It helped make a little more sense to my original questions I had about it.
Oh, because that person was that teaser one?
Yeah, which was...
I seriously did that.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Because Jill, the master of locksmiths, cannot
I know.
Get out of a room.
No, because I'm looking, I'm like, okay, how do they get to this happy-go-lucky family bullshit? What? This makes no sense. It does now.
This is actually the first one I actually liked. Like, I'm true. But besides the first one, because I thought it would
be
cool to make a movie.
You
know, like,
any other Resident Evil?
No. What? I think they're all fucking shitty movies. I don't understand why they
I'll slap you in the face right now.
They're terrible movies.
A lot of people
the first
see
them, and they the are suck, first, though. Second, they're third terrible great. Movies.
First two are great. Why? Mila's fucking naked. You see her fucking tits. Her fucking long
all
ass,
great.
Giant fucking
Nemesis
like,
is
long,
great.
Long
great.
Nipples. And
I
shit
did
like
the
that.
Nemesis.
Nemesis is good.
Now this one does.
I can critique the shit out of that fucking stupid movie.
This one does look all right. The chick who plays Ada Wong's hot.
This is a terrible movie. I don't care.
I'm talking about the new one.
Oh.
The chick who plays Ada Wong is hot. I like that. Okay, they brought back Jill, and it's the possessed Jill from Resident Evil 5. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like is, okay, you already introduced that little fucking vial on the heart that possesses them in the last film with Claire. Why are you reusing it for
the thing
Jill?
Is, okay, you know. The thing about video game movies,
they all get caught in the boat at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
The thing I have to say about video game movies is I think they should, the movies should follow the game.
Yeah.
Like, say okay, say Resident Evil 1 should have been Resident Evil 1 in the game.
The game and still going.
Resident Evil 2, because, okay, when you come
but
to...
But they are adding
hold
characters.
Hold on, when you come to games like that, Resident Evil is basically a movie inside of a game. No, it's a movie inside of a game. You can
totally
you,
basically.
The whole game, you can fucking make a movie out of the whole fucking game when it comes to Resident Evil.
Well, at this point in the story, it's more like a soap opera.
Like, even Resident Evil 5, you can make a good movie out of Resident Evil 5. Yeah. That'd be a great movie, Resident Evil 5.
It would.
Resident Evil 6 would be the best movie ever created in awesome. History.
And
there's some games that can't make good movies.
Have a special DVD.
I think what would make good movies is Gears of War would make a good movie and Halo would make a good movie. But the thing is,
Kid Icarus.
The thing is, they're just it would be too expensive to make.
Oh, they're making expensive movies.
No, they tried making Halo, and it got so expensive that they fucking canceled the. They canceled it.
What would be expensive?
Yeah, it never got past pre-production.
They actually tried. They built numerous companies.
Peter Jackson.
No, they tried. It's expensive because they actually made the vehicles. And the vehicles are just so expensive to make. The CGI is expensive because of there's so much CGI in that movie, and it has to be so specific.
It wouldn't be any more expensive than fucking Avatar.
Well, the thing is, they want to make it so precise, and they want to make it so good because of the gaming community. They know it make. So the thing is, that game would make a lot of money. I mean, everyone would fucking go see that movie.
Even if it's
Halo,
see it.
Halo, you mentioned Halo. Everyone knows fucking Halo.
And you know
Halo
how
is.
Many Halo fans will hate the film.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't want
it. They have to see it.
That's the thing. If they don't make a movie, it's so disappointing that they don't want to. I mean, I'm pretty sure Microsoft doesn't want to ruin. Like, if they make a bad movie, Halo will get a bad rap, and they don't. Microsoft doesn't want to.
Microsoft don't care. They're still going to make money out of it. Well, the thing,
they don't want to risk.
So what are they losing?
They don't want to risk the fact of putting a bad image on Halo. That's why
by not doing
the anime series is great.
You're going to make money anyway.
Everything they did about Halo was great. The anime series is great.
I still like the idea of Peter Jackson has his fingers clasping around the bridge of his nose, thinking, how do I fucking do this?
Yeah, you can't.
$250 million is just not enough.
You can't do Halo.
It never got beyond the pre-production phase.
Well, the thing is, they predicted Halo
problem.
Halo's going to cost
part of it, yeah.
To make Halo movie is going to cost millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That's not what put it in production.
The marketing's already there. You can pretty much just do a teaser. Everyone's going to buzz about it.
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's not going to be hard to make a Halo movie.
No, the problem
all you have to do is make all you have to do is make a trailer.
The script's in the game.
Put it on like YouTube and put like an ad for it, and let the ad pay for the movie.
Yeah. Or just to, like, you know, like Dark Knight did, like secret fucking shit like that.
No, the problem that they had that kept Halo in production hell is that no matter what director they tried to get linked to it, he would come aboard and then drop off. Same with producers. The movie rights changed studio hands numerous times. They've never come up with a solid script.
And that's because they want to
be great, but then the director would leave. A new director comes on, say that's crap, re-script it. They've never been able to get out of that.
The thing is, each director that came in,
good director.
Well, the thing is, each director came in. They didn't want to. They didn't.
Halo by Wes Anderson.
They didn't want to make it too. I mean, they want to keep it original. You don't want to fuck with Halo the storyline of Halo, because Halo is a storyline in itself.
I know.
And the thing is, the directors want to do their own thing. You can't do that with a game like this.
It's not even just that. The other problem with it is that Uwe Boll. Yeah, he's one of the only directors you would get all solidly on board right away to do it, and he would be the worst pick because every video game movie he has ever done is crap. One of the huge problems with Hollywood is that a lot of directors do not want to be attached to any video game movie because there's still that stereotype that all video game movies are shit. It's
the directors make them shit.
Young director is probably unknown because he's probably
if they just stick to the game.
Well, they don't drop that much money on an unknown director.
No,
if the dude who wrote Saw. Just get that guy. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not a hard thing to make a fucking movie out of a game. Stick to the fucking game.
Exactly.
Games are movies within themselves. Well, but they want to fucking make put a twist in here. Just, no, you don't do that. Just fucking stick to the game. You'll make a great movie. People will watch it.
Okay, but the problem is that for someone who's a filmmaker, if they're going in that direction, they know that it has to end with a twist. It has to have certain things in it.
Halo ends with a twist. Have you played Halo?
Halo, I have not.
Every Halo game ends with its own fucking twist.
No, okay. Here's the thing you have to really consider, though, Eric. Halo 1, how many hours of gameplay is the campaign?
Fuck. It depends how good you are. It depends on what level do you play.
Okay. But it's all one progressive story. If you omit anything, you lose the story. So how do you take, say, a 10-hour campaign where you need all that story?
Oh, that's fucking easy.
It's not all
that's
story.
Not,
that's
and,
not,
and drop
fighting.
It down.
It's fighting. You're getting from one place to another.
Half.
They've done it. It's not they've story. Done it with other movies. Expanded movies. They cut it down.
And they were, and a lot.
No,
of
they were still good movies.
Now.
But I know what you're saying.
I mean, you can't
but they
say
do
there's
it.
A crowd of aliens and just say it because you have to actually build, like, actually CGI that. You actually have that there. It's expensive.
No, but there's still a lot of stuff you have to do. And
crowd of people come charge at me. Well, then you got to hire or fucking create those fucking people.
Like I said, that's why they never did it.
You can do it in one line.
It wasn't the money. It wasn't the money.
Well, not regardless of that, it's a lot of movies in progress.
They could never get anybody stuck to it.
The
only person close to ever being stuck to this film, and even to this day says he wants to do it, is Peter Jackson, which is awesome, big name director.
Regardless, it's a lot of
but
fucking
they just
different.
Can't get it going.
It's a lot of movies. Right? You don't know where to start. You don't know where to end. There's a lot of different things.
And like they start fighting zombies and shit.
Like I said, game movies aren't an easy thing to make a movie. Games aren't easy to make movies about.
Yeah. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Without breaking them up.
Yeah, I think one of the best, actually, a game movie I really liked was Doom. Doom was a really good game movie.
Doom was a good one. Silent Hill was good.
Silent Hill was great.
They're coming out with a sequel, and I'm looking forward to that.
I haven't looked at it at all. They have the cast for it, everything.
I was thinking River City Ransom.
River City Ransom.
Let's make that.
I think the first two, Alone in the Dark, were great making movies, but the sequels, I mean, it's hard to make a sequel out of those.
I saw the first one and knew that. Oh, wait, the games or the movie?
Yeah, the games will make a great movie.
No, the Alone in the Dark movie wasn't bad. The Christian Slater?
Well, they didn't base it off the game.
I don't know.
Alone in the Dark wasn't based off the game, though.
They need to make a 50 Cent Blood on the Sands movie.
Okay, you know what? I think I talked to you about this before. You know what would make a great game movie? Suffering.
The Suffering would be a pretty
would
good.
Be a really good great game movie.
But that one in and of itself, just story-wise, I mean, just story alone, was extremely long.
It was, but you know, you can get away with that. They've done it before.
Okay, first time movie.
If you're a good producer, you can make that go for an hour and a half.
Can you still go for an hour and a half?
A game movie. You know what? If it's a good game movie,
yeah,
it would be like 2.5 hours.
Movie. No, that's the, that won't have. They won't spend that much money or time.
I've always said visually a great movie would be heavy, Twisted Metal.
What's the story behind that?
I know.
You got a deranged clown.
Want to crash into people.
You'd only focus on one character, but you have all these other characters in the sidebar.
First one was great. Second one was stupid.
It depends on how you do it.
When I first watched it, I had a stand.
Why, you guys excited?
I was at Sterling Cinemas. And fucking, they oversold the thing, so everyone's half the.
The first one was great. I thought the same thing for Power Rangers. I thought the first Mortal Kombat was great.
Yeah, even though I had a seat, I stood up. Worst, and just a lot of
worst,
people off behind
worst
me.
Video game movie ever was Street road, Fighter, of course. I think everyone agrees on that.
I think for what it was worth at the time,
Street Fighter was horrible.
They made it
bad.
What they
time.
Could do with.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. No. Raul Julia, I'm not saying it was good, and don't badmouth Pokemon.
I'd
forgive it a little.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because I was there at lined up at the premiere of Pokemon.
I was in elementary when it came out. No, Raul Julia as Bison was fucking awesome. He was awesome. Sad he died after that.
Was Jean-Claude Van Damme pretty good for
No. You can never understand what the fuck he's saying.
He was good in Bloodsport, but not Street Fighter.
I gotta see that again. I haven't watched
that movie's great. I love Bloodsport. One of his probably his best movie.
I love Blood Sports. Blood Sports is?
I'll make one right now. No, but it was
it's
a great
like you're
movie.
Fisting your ex on your
video game movies, like I said, video game movies are hit and miss. They're hard to make.
Say that one more time, please.
I've been drinking.
Video game movies.
You're all scatting right now. Shit everywhere, too.
That's my mama.
Scatman Eric, everybody.
Scatman.
No, okay, real quick though. Scatman. We were talking about the Resident Evil film.
We were. Not anymore.
Yeah, we were.
We were, not anymore.
Big
wow,
thing that
good callback.
Yeah, big
good callback.
There's two big things that confuse me about this.
Well, you know what? I'll have to correct you. We'll be right back. No, I'm not. I'm going to do that right now. I just want to stop from talking.
Stop that. First, Michelle Rodriguez is in this. Who dies in the first one?
First one,
yeah.
And
she was also dead in like you know Furious 5.
She was dead in a lot of movies, but she comes back.
Fast 5.
Okay, well she was turned to a zombie and shot in the fucking head.
Someday that would happen.
No, and then the guy who plays Carlos Oliveira, who dies in the fucking the third film, is in this too. Now the only thing I can think of is that they clone them and so they're in it.
I think they never died. I think it was all over.
I think she's gonna drive a Mitchell.
The whole thing.
I think she's going to drive a
they convince her
a Nissan 350Z in the Resident Evil
and they drive a motorcycle through a church through the top fucking windows of a church even though there's no ramp
and they're going to hijack they're going to hijack a couple of parts trucks and then one character's going to die.
Only one?
Yes. And then Vin Diesel comes out and kills a couple zombies and then makes up with her.
And he says,
and he cries a little bit.
Dude, quit giving the spoilers for The Walking Dead 3. We haven't got.
And then once the zombie hordes come after him, and he's gonna turn to her and say, "Smoke him."
That's just like yeah. cool line.
And the other guy with the beard doesn't come out and says, "Make your own goddamn popcorn."
Okay. No.
Catchphrase.
Okay.
This is my catchphrase.
Wait, I just want to say two quick last things on this rule, if I may, and then we do go to commercial not. Break. I don't like the look of the guy they got to play Leon in this film.
Wasn't he already in though?
I haven't seen the trailer.
This is the first film that Leon's in.
They only messaged him, didn't they?
I'm not sure if they mentioned
him. They gave him reference to in one of the other movies.
Is it that guy that played Anakin?
Yes, exactly.
No, it's not him. Totally different looking guy. Facial wise,
isn't Driver?
Facial wise, does actually, not.
Can
fit
you
the
find
haircut.
This online?
Yes,
I can't. I've never seen the trailer. So
facial wise, does not fit the haircut. They're using the haircut from Resident Evil 4.
Oh, you're going so like. Details of the
it
story.
Doesn't look good.
Resident Evil 4 is a shorter haircut than
the
original
Leon.
Aren't
even
no,
there.
The whole emo flip side.
Yeah,
thing,
flip side.
He
yeah,
does that.
Half the
the other Leons are just like a straight shot.
And also in Lost, the guy who kills Ben's daughter.
Yeah,
he plays Barry Burton.
What is it?
Yeah, that's him. So, anyways, we do need to go to commercial break. Yeah,
we've been talking for an hour and a half, maybe.
So we've got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, ripped in half on the Wedge Radio Network. We will be right back.
I thought it was porn websites.
Keep the foam on.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Welcome back to Rip and Have on the Wedge Radio Network. Now, before we continue, we have a little words message from our dear friend Eric here.
Yes. Hello, I'm Eric from Rip and Have. And you can hear us on the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher. Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your phone, Android phone, Kindle, Fire, or beyond.
You know, the Kindle Fire is one word.
Yes,
it's
Kindle
two
Fire.
Words, actually.
Well, okay, sorry.
It's
two words.
Okay, see what happens.
Okay, no, you read it like there's an apostrophe behind them, or
right?
Something.
And it's
the
an iPhone.
Kindle.
It's a little drunken view. You can listen on Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Beyond which means any of your Android tablets, phones, or whatever whatnot you have.
Also, maybe an iPhone.
Maybe an iPhone. Yeah. Who knows? But it mentions that on there.
I thought the Beyond was you can buy it at the Best
No,
Bath
Beyond
place.
Is any other tablet or phone that you may have.
Wow. All right, round of applause for him, everybody, because right. Believe it or not, he did that drunk.
Drunk, exactly. It's on demand and on the go.
Oh, shit, I didn't know
any,
more.
Yeah, there's more. It's on demand and on the go, which any of your mobile devices can bring up. And don't have Stitcher. You can download it for free today or anytime you want at Stitcher.com or in app stores on any of your mobile devices. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Basically, any podcast or any online radio you can listen to.
Especially Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
There you go. That's the one that you want to download. You want to listen. You definitely want to download all of Wedge Radio Networks on Stitcher. All the shows are great, so
I
wouldn't do that.
I don't listen to them.
Well, then you're missing out, Mr. Steve.
You are missing
out. I'm sure I am.
How'd I do?
Eric, good job.
Thank
fucking
you.
Drunk. Jason didn't believe he could do it.
Hey,
he did it.
Tell me that didn't sound pretty good.
A little stiff.
It was a little stiff because you guys interrupted me, you fucking cocksucker.
You can download it on the Kindle.
All right, I missed it.
Fire.
Are you guys still doing it?
No.
No, they interrupted me. That's why I got stiff.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's why we got stiff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like looking at the commune in Catholic Church.
So, download us in the App Store.
We got all that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got the point. I even put in some fun facts in there.
Little factoids, like the difference between the Jurassic and Thoracic period.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all this while you were gone taking your hour-long power piss.
Your dino's thesaurus?
Uh-huh.
Well, I had to stop pissing halfway. I actually didn't take that long because I heard noises next door.
No, he got scared.
You got spooked, did you?
He got pretty much.
I had to pinch my dick and stop.
He went premature on his piss.
That hurts too. It hurt.
Yeah,
and I still feel like I have to piss right now.
He went premature on his piss.
Dude, pinching the piss fucking sucks.
Yes, because I thought someone was going to come out of the fucking other backyard over there.
He was afraid of the rape.
What are you doing over here? Exactly. Like, I'm pissing in my friend's front yard.
He's afraid of the wedges. Wedges mom's going to watch him while he
I was
pees.
Told to piss here.
Don't mind me.
I didn't say that. I don't know what he's talking about. It's employees only right here.
Steve walked down there and peeked.
Yes, I wrote it there. Right next to our electric meter.
I'm actually sad at the moment, though.
Why?
No, I don't have alcohol in my cup.
Oh. You can have alcohol, but we don't have any soda.
Let's make a bigger mess now. No, we'll make a Zeke one for you. Here you go.
All alcohol, no fucking cup. Hey, Zeke does make great drinks, though.
Great drinks. Yes,
he does.
How did he read this?
His alcohol.
I like grape drink.
Great. I said great.
Purple.
I want to rewind that back and listen to it. I say it's great.
I say grade.
What?
I think he said great drinks.
I thought he said grape.
I said grape drink in respect
for Ronnie King.
Just because Ronnie King.
Whatever.
I said that respect to Ronnie King. I just want to mention great drink for him.
This purple stuff goes out to all fallen.
This purple cup goes out to Ronnie King for the grape drink.
Along with this Otter Pop that says statutory grape.
This cup of cognac goes out to Ronnie King.
Tennessee.
Fuck that. That shit's expensive.
This is the 20th anniversary of my TV that's in my kid's room.
This Thunderbird and Mickey's goes out to him.
my friend's
open a Cobra.
It's gonna go too long, but my friend's dad uncle was like he lived in LA.
My friend's dad auntie uncle's cousin.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't want to say it.
Baby's nephew's daughter.
But they have a beer they stole from a liquor store, and it's partly.
They still have it?
No, it was a six pack, and it was the place was on fire, and they stole it, and so it's half of it's fucking burnt, and they have it in their house on a shelf.
So, like I said, they still have it.
Yeah.
So
are they gonna crack it up with the 25th anniversary?
Of what?
In five more years.
Ripped in half?
Like every big thing happens every, on the 25th, the 50th, 75th.
25th anniversary.
They're going to keep passing it down. Wait for the bicentennial.
Ah.
Until they get the crack baby to get it and they drink
it. It's so fermented like a blind.
It's better than our moonshine.
It's like an old Coors.
That's one thing I never drink is moonshine.
I've never had it too. We got the frog.
They don't have it in the bottom, but they sold it out.
Did they?
They sold it finally. Yeah, it's been sold for a while. Someone drank it all.
I heard Tink's dad can get it.
Who, Tim's?
Tink.
I don't care. I don't want to try it.
Tink.
I was going to say
Tink's
something, but I'm not going
to
say
bar,
it.
And then my
any liquor made by antifreeze, I don't want.
And my ex is, she should not be named.
All my exes,
Voldemort.
Island.
No, like Tink's dad brought it, and he did it like you're like, what's like fucking about 130 proof shit?
All right, what's
they said? Here, take a shot of this, and she took a shot. Then it was vodka. Just shot it.
Oh,
to her fucking throat on fire.
That must have burned.
I'm going to bet you didn't get head that night.
No, she killed. No, she processed in an hour. She's a fucking straight alcoholic.
No,
she felt fucked up for an hour.
That's a girl. I wish
an hour. That's
it's funny. Every girl. You know what's funny? I never dated a girl that can drink.
Sorry, Eric. She's married now.
I did. Yeah, she can drink. She
no,
drink
it's
me.
Funny. It's funny. Is
she
I
out drink
well, you know,
any man I ever met.
I've never dated a girl that can really drink.
You kind of don't want to, though.
You know what? I actually appreciated that. I actually appreciated that.
Made you feel more like a man.
But you did have sex every
night. No, not that. But no, okay.
Because she'd be drunk.
They're cheap dates.
But, no, it's not a cheap date.
No, it's not cheap.
Let's talk about him.
Oh.
It's skinny wave Asians who can't drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who get drunk off of one cup of Boone's Farm.
No, every Asian I drink can't drink.
Every Asian you drink?
Yeah. I just say that.
I drink their blood.
See, that just shows that he goes back to the bar.
I squeeze their tampons in my drink.
That's proof you have to go back to the bar.
Yes.
Aha. I see.
It's a good year.
91.
2 weeks ago.
They're born.
My kids?
Want to hear the most horrible joke in the world?
Sure.
Anything that Jason says
I forgot
is
my phone. Yeah, no, I don't have my phone. So no, I
can't. Anything that Jason says is the horrible joke.
It's like, what's a good thing about sex with a baby?
I don't want to hear the end of that joke.
What? You get deep throat both ways. On both sides. Fucked it up.
That's
that made no sense. You get what?
Yeah, no.
You can deep throat going both ways.
I want to punch someone in the face.
I don't get
that joke.
Okay, good.
Because you put it in their fucking, you put it in there, your fucking dick so big that it'll go through their throat.
Oh, or I thought
if you had a big dick, get it? Okay. Yeah, it's like fucking a midget, basically. It's fucking disgusting.
It made no sense.
That's horrible. Like, no, that's more like better joke. It's like, you know, it goes about fucking a pregnant chick. You get deep to both ways.
Ah.
Jason made a better fun. That's less.
That's a better one.
Yeah,
that's
a better one.
Your dick will go in there and the baby will
suck
it.
I'm surprised, Jason.
Goes the other way. the girl will suck it.
I'm surprised he says something funny.
You know, it's worse than going into a bathroom with a little girl.
I'm a gentleman.
Wedge?
What?
You know, it's worse than going into the bathroom with a little girl?
What?
Sneaking out without her.
You know how much blue Chuck would take out of wood?
Can you say that again? I can hear
you. Actually, like, left out one little line in that whole
thing. I know, that's I did. I was hoping no one caught that.
Skip to the end. As the whole night, most of the night, we've been paying attention to
this
what
you're saying. This is written half with Drunk Eric.
No, Drunk. Alcoholic Eric.
Or I like to say, not drunk enough.
Not drugged enough.
Not drugged.
Sir, how much have you drink? Not enough, you ask me.
If you ask me?
Yeah.
Did you ask me?
Well, if you don't ask me, how
are
you?
Who are you? Where am I?
If you don't ask me, how are you supposed to know?
Ask you?
Ask me.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask me. I'm gonna go Ronnie King. Don't ask me.
You're going to inner city.
You know, I will
now,
not
huh?
body spray you.
I won't ask you, but do you want to go swimming? I was waiting for at least one person to
jitterbug.
He's funny.
We should do that for bad jokes. Just jitterbug it. Instead of good jokes, we'll jitterbug bad
so
jokes.
So anytime Jason talks, don't jitterbug.
Every time you can't understand Eric, what he's saying. Jitterbug. That's pretty much what he sounds like. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
What are you pointing
at? No, seriously, I've been drinking a while, so.
What are you pointing at?
Your list
of
stuff.
A topic or something.
Oh, you wanted a show topic. Okay. That's a good transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's fucking funny that the drunk guy is a fucking think about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, tap it. Like fucking waking update. Yeah. With Norm MacDonald.
Why don't I get a fucking bell?
Just pipe one and bring it with you to the show.
Matter of fact, hey, I'm on
Bing.
My room service.
Just put one on your wrist every time you make a joke.
Ding. Can I get my room, please,
that'd be a
sir?
Good bad joke too. Like you go other not here though, but other
hey,
places.
You know what'd be good in this room is a gnome.
A garter gnome?
Yes. Because that clown makes you think the garter gnome should be right here.
Beware the garter gnomes.
They come alive at night.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They steal your underwear too.
They fight the zombies. <It's> like, I got that one. I got a joke that Eric finally said. You're talking about RoboCop?
RoboCop?
We did, didn't we?
No, we have not.
I don't get that at all.
RoboCop remake.
Yeah. They,
no, don't tell me they're going to do that.
They are.
That's horrible.
Actually, their casting so far isn't bad.
I do not want to see. I hate remakes. Remakes are the worst things ever.
Okay, we'll call RoboCop. Them a reboot. That make you feel better? A reboot.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
it's, no
it.
It's
a reboot.
No, that's not a movie. That's not a movie you remake.
Remix.
You actually, do not remake
I'm
RoboCop.
I am looking forward to this cast.
The dubstep RoboCop remix.
No, you do not remake RoboCop.
Dude. It's
drop
got,
it. Drop
it's
it.
Got Gary Oldman as RoboCop's creator, Sam Jackson, he's one of the TV moguls, and fucking Hugh Laurie's the villain. You that's going to be awesome.
So thinking he's,
which RoboCop exactly are they remaking? The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a
reboot.
It's a reboot. So it's going to be RoboCop, but they're probably not going to follow the storyline of the
they're
original.
That's, no.
They're suspecting Hugh Laurie.
You just don't do
Dick
that.
Jones.
You don't do that. With a classic movie
maybe.
Like that.
He's either going to play Dick Jones or that one
okay.
asshole in the first one.
Okay, wait. You're going to bitch about RoboCop. You know what's even worse that they're rebooting? Fucking Police Academy.
Oh, what?
Yes, they're rebooting Police Academy. You know, now, what would you rather, RoboCop or Police Academy?
I want to punch them both in the face because you don't touch those movies. Those are classics.
No, RoboCop.
I have like no problem with them making those movies because I won't watch them. Like the Pink Panther, I refuse to watch the remakes because of the
that's not a remake. It's a fucking actual person. It's not a Pink Panther.
Well, I'm talking about the one with Steve Martin.
That's you don't really know that.
What?
Okay, Pink Panther was not.
I know. It was. Peter I know. Sellers. It was a cartoon, and a movie, and it was a movie cartoon. Then yeah,
series.
Yes,
and
I know.
Cartoon.
Yes.
No, the cartoon did come first.
The cartoon came first, though. Yeah.
The Peter Sellers is.
They were in black and white. The cartoon was in color.
No, the movies were not in black and white.
It was color.
The movies were in color. The cartoon
was not in color.
The cartoon came out first. It was a French cartoon.
This is why
Peter Sellers films were American films based off of it. His character Inspector Clouseau was based off
this guy is like a walking Wikipedia.
They were based off the little guy that always chased the panther in the cartoons.
But the thing is, RoboCop is not.
You don't have enough music for that?
RoboCop is not a movie I want to see remade.
No, it's too late now. It's too late.
I'm excited for it.
That's like Predator. Predator is not a movie you want to see remade. That's why they made a new Predator. It's a great movie. Predator was a great movie because they didn't fucking remake it. They made a whole new concept about it. What?
I like Predator.
Predators is good.
No, man, I'm thinking of a different movie.
No, Predators.
Predators was a great movie.
No,
Predator was a good movie, too.
All the Predator films are good. No.
We already had this argument. I'm not going
to... I'm looking for...
No, I agree with you. I'm thinking the wrong movie.
I'm looking forward to the RoboCop film remake, especially because of all the special effects that... Police Academy, no. That I don't want to see
remake. A remake, I think they should retry...
Mahoney!
Oh, Street Fighter.
Is the sergeant in that movie. Or he has a cameo in that movie.
Make him the bumbling fucking captain with the goldfish.
He made that movie. Captain. You can't redo that.
Make him the captain now.
With the goldfish.
Weird reason, yeah.
You can't redo that.
Now
he makes that movie.
Alzheimer's, and he has a goldfish.
Like I said.
And Hightower is one of the...
That's what that job does.
And Hightower is one of the
fucking...
Like I said,
how are you going to remake that cast?
Hightower's dead.
No, it's a reboot. It's going to be an all-original cast. It's gonna be new
that's
people.
Even horrible.
Bring back David Spade.
All that is.
That's even more. That's horrible. That's horrible.
And Adam Sandler.
That's even worse.
Adam Sandler has
Steve Gutenberg.
Whole new
storylines, everything.
That's horrible.
And bring that one black chick.
What they're doing is they're taking the
premise.
Who
talks all low? Who's that black chick who talks all low? Oh,
yeah. And she gets all pissed. Freeze, motherfucker!
Hi, Jason. I want to touch you.
Mahoney.
Yama, 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 yama.
When I watch the movie,
yama,
that gets stuck
yama,
in my
yama,
head.
Yama.
Not when you do it, but when I watch that movie, that scene comes up, that gets stuck in my head for like a day.
just don't
when
watch
it
then.
When they replace his deodorant.
I got to watch it. It's on.
When they replace his shit.
No, I'm saying like if they make a remake, just don't watch it.
Or when they play the shit,
that'll show.
The shampoo with glue.
I don't know, with Bengay or whatever.
No, I love the shampoo. They replace
where
shampoo with
when it starts
glue.
Burning and shit.
So he has to rip it off.
Like Captain
Mountain.
Yeah.
Where he starts burning and shit because they replace shit with Bengay.
You know what's weird, though? His sidekick, his little fucking lackey. He's in other movies being a lackey to other guys.
I don't know. What's going on?
That's pretty good, actually.
That was, yeah.
But, like, it was weird, though. I was watching something about actual real cops. And there was an interview like with cops about certain scenarios, and he was there. And I was like, wait a minute, that's the guy from fucking Police Academy. He's not a real cop. But he's commenting in like cop scenarios.
He's a Steven Seagal cop.
I swear
cop.
To God, this exists.
Maybe he actually was a real cop before he got into acting.
Or maybe he came. Oh, no.
You don't know that.
He'd actually be actor, then a cop.
There's no place you can look
up
that.
He was so inspired by
that.
The cop movies. He thought it would be all fucking jokes and sound effects that he became a real cop.
Well, no, it's just like, okay.
Lee R.B. or whatever his name is.
Oh, you look at typecasting.
Lee Arnie.
Who?
The dude from Full Metal Jacket.
That's Arlie Ermey.
Arlie Ermey.
I always get the fucking name wrong.
That's how I was
stupid
like.
Stupid name.
Jackass.
No, the guy throughout most of the series who fucking hates Maconey.
Mahoney?
Or Mahoney, yeah. Sorry.
2012.
And
my
bad. And I'm drunk.
My bad.
You wouldn't even attempt that name. You just said that one guy.
I just said that. The guy with a hat. You know the guy uniform in the whole movie?
No, yeah, a lot of people get
there are actually two guys who hate Mahoney. They actually alternated between guys.
Yeah, no, I was
one is
about
Mauser.
Lassard.
I can't remember the other guy's name.
No, I'm talking about Lassard.
Oh, Lassard and Mauser. Those are two guys.
Lessard was the one who was in the second. He was in a lot, most of them.
No, Mouser was in the second. He's the one who got his hair, head stuck to his hair.
Oh yeah,
his hand stuck to his hair. His
no, head okay, the one hair. After that is Lessard. Why did I even say that? That's what I'm talking about. He was in the series The Closer. He's done a lot of roles as cops.
Yeah. No, I just got typecast. Yeah. At the police academy, you got typecast as a cop.
Well, that's the fucking thing is a lot of actors like that do get typecast.
Like guy from Blood In, Blood Out, he got typecast as a cop. He was actually on that. He was on The Closer.
All right, I got a question for you guys. Speaking on the movie subject, each one of you, what movie would you think would be good to remake at the time we are in? With all the CGI, with all the special effects we have now and everything, what would be a good movie to remake?
Doom.
You want to make Doom?
Doom or Dune?
Dune or Doom?
Dune.
Okay.
You can't make Dune.
Dune. Okay, I'll agree with that because Dune was a great movie.
It's a great movie, but like the special effects really sucked in the movie. And I think you could actually do it better as long as you stick to the same thing. But like then you're like, it's the same fucking movie. Well, of course, it's the same fucking book, too.
Dune's a great movie. I would like to see remade. I would agree with you on this. Jason actually made something we agree
Dune
on.
Dune would be a good one, yeah.
Mr. Wedge.
No, I just thought it was always good. I thought it, like, just...
You're involved in this topic, too.
It's not our show.
I'm pressing buttons. Fuck up. I already looked things up and online. Fuck you.
On and online.
I'm playing Angry Birds right now. I'm playing Wizard
You say people. We got mail?
I just gotta sit here for 2 hours and watch you guys. Make sure you don't say any more nigger jokes.
You're that nigger guy.
Because that's for, like, a movie. I can't really think of any movie that...
It has to be. Well,
I guess we're the movie people, and Wedge
it can't
is
be
just
close to your heart because then you be like, no, that shouldn't be touched.
Yeah,
no, because you know, I'm an angry nerd. You can't do that.
Well, okay, like they're gonna. I heard that they're
improved if it was redone now.
Well, like I heard that they're gonna. They're trying to, or they're working on doing like a remake of like Evil Dead. I know I'll probably not like it, but I will watch it.
Yeah,
they've talked about that for years, but yeah, I just heard that recently.
That's yeah, that's.
Well, maybe American Psycho, because like I heard that they're remaking that too, and I'm like,
I wouldn't mind rewatching that.
It's a little soon, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I understand the whole like Wall Street shit and everything's like there was a different climate now.
It's the 80s, man.
Oh, I know, but you know, you're working with what where we are right now with the 80s.
Yeah, the book. The book doesn't make a lot of sense.
It never happened,
Steve.
Yeah, I know that part. But then it ends is like cat. Weird, and I don't fucking care.
I mean, who has that good of an aim to drop a chainsaw down the stairwell? Seriously.
Me.
Yeah.
I have a bounce bar on it.
Before that, he was practicing balloons the whole time. Okay. During his off hours, he was practicing the balloons.
I guarantee none of you guys
get the
will
aim
agree
right,
with me.
Exactly right. All right,
Steve.
I guarantee none of you guys will agree with me on this. You'll probably call a foul and say,
should I get my bitch hand slapped?
That actually was a remake.
I know.
Should I get my hand cocked for to slap you?
You may as well. You're not probably not going to like this. And this is a movie that is
Madea.
Close. No, this is a movie close to my heart. But I think
Samuel Jackson,
given the technology we have now, it would make the series even better. I would like to see them redo Gremlins.
I think that might be a slap.
No. It's fine the way it is. I don't want
to. No, I said that's a slap. That's a slap to want to remake it.
That's one of the bad parts there, though. Phoebe Cates is fucking.
No, you do not. You do not remake Gremlins.
Who are you gonna find?
Every Gremlin is good.
I couldn't tell
you. They probably do that. Who's the chick in the New Girl?
Oh, Zoe.
That's most likely if they remade it right now. That's who they pick.
Too old.
But she's adorable and cute.
Because she's supposed to be a teenager in the first.
You do not remake Gremlins. That's
a
classic.
Teenager. They have a job.
They're still teens in the fucking.
No, he's not a teen. He's like who would make a teenager?
They're fresh out of high school
in a bank. Who'd hire a teenager to work at a bank?
That was that's the true. Fucking 80s.
They gotta be in their fucking 20s.
It was 1983. What do you expect? Yeah,
Gremlins,
in a small rural country.
You do not,
they were fighting for a manager
of Gremlins.
The bank.
I would like to see it done. Would not bother me one
bit. No, because it'd be a CGI fucking Gremlin.
All right.
It'd be,
you know what?
Not necessarily.
I like the realism.
I like the puppetry.
Add some realism.
I like the puppetry.
It's a real thing.
Puppetry was awesome.
No, I like it, but the
detail. It looks real in front of you.
No, a lot of it was. No, don't get me wrong. A lot of it was good, but there are also a lot of scenes where
actually
you can see the whole sticking out difference of the fucking layer over.
That's the background. Like this, they blue screen back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, before green screen.
God.
No, I think it'd be one that could be done even better.
I disagree on that.
I actually just changed my mind because the puppetry actually gave it an endearing quality.
Yeah, it gave it something that other movies didn't have. That's why it's so popular.
And then you could still make a modern film where most of it is done by puppetry. Mine? They do no, that, but they're and not it comes going, out great.
Right. Bring out the wall-eyed one.
Mine, one of mine. One of mine. One of mine. Okay, my remake that actually could relate to this time era is The Last Starfighter.
Well, yeah, I agree with that.
Right? It could be remade. It could be made better.
The movie was fine. The CGI was shitty.
You can remake the CGI on that greater.
And it ripped off Star Wars for that one guy.
but still, in general, it's a great movie. But it can have the CGI.
Whatever happened to that kid? Did he make other movies?
I don't know what the fuck happened to that kid.
Did he fall off? You got a drop problem? You die? You drown in a pool?
He was with the River Phoenix.
But hey, wouldn't that make a pretty good remake? The Last Starfighter.
Dragon and got a drip problem.
Could you imagine CGI enhanced on that movie?
Why don't you just make the movie and just put all that? Just
I mean, could you imagine that arcade?
Just do it, George Lucas. Just re-enhance.
Could you imagine an arcade game being modern? I mean, just the joystick, but you could actually have like now joysticks and shit.
No, I think that actually your movie could be fine, but you also could just remake George Lucas the movie and just change the fucking effects.
Oh, like instead of guns, they shoot walkie-talkies at people and shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting cancer!
No, E.T. worked. They had gun-shooting
They had walkie-talkies.
I do give them credit because on the E.T. DVD, they had the original version still.
Well, yeah. E.T. shouldn't have been touched.
But you can still watch the original one, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
Like South Park, that's like changing...
You know there was original plans to make a sequel to E.T.?
And Roger Rabbit.
I know that one. No,
I said, those are okay. The thing, there's some movies that you don't touch. Don't make sequels to. There's some movies you do.
When they plan on doing the sequel,
well, you can because I own the rights.
No, E.T. is not a sequel. You don't make E.T. a sequel to E.T. No, hold on.
Hear me out. When they plan on doing the sequel, they already had the sequel written out and had storyboards done for it while the first one was in theaters.
Well,
that's how soon it was. So it wasn't a classic at the time, wasn't
it? It doesn't matter.
What ruined it was the Atari game.
No, yeah.
Actually, I beat that
Nintendo game, wasn't it? It's Nintendo
Atari.
Too.
I beat that.
Well, part of why Spielberg didn't do a sequel was because of how
I know what the landfill
it
is. I got.
Do you know the object
of
that game?
It's to get them Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
That movie. If you own that game, it's worth a shitload of money, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Let's start digging in New Mexico.
It is like
that's
the
where
most
they buried like a bunch
ever.
Of them.
It's so weird because they buried them all. Or
you know, there's actually a 64 game worth $100.
This one's worth thousands of dollars.
No.
I sold a Zelda for $500. Yes, I own Zelda sealed for $500.
Fuck.
Who owns Zelda healed? That means you're a fucking
Zelda
jackass.
That means you're a jackass and you didn't play Zelda. This is a sad story, kind of.
What's Zelda?
When original Zelda, gold case,
gold
sealed.
I still have that gold
case.
I have a gold Zelda.
This is sad because like when the original,
I have the gold
original
Zelda.
Store died, the original owner,
yeah.
They had a shitload of fucking games.
But he was a great guy.
In the fucking back of the thing, they had two Zelda games. And one of them was a fucking sealed. And my ex at the time, she worked there. And she fucking got first pick and gave it to me as a fucking present.
Damn.
And she bought it for fucking $5.
I wouldn't have sold it.
It still has a fucking tag on it that says $5.
I wouldn't have sold it. I would have kept it in a fucking on a shelf in my room.
I kept it for about 5 years and then I sold it.
I would have never sold that fucking. That's one of the most classic games to ever be fucking thrown out on the system.
Fucking vacuum sealed in a glass.
And the most
box.
Expensive game is, I think, is either.
No, I've seen it in a.
No, there's actually two.
It's an NES game.
Yeah,
It's a 6-in-1 game.
It's funny. It's actually a. I think it's a basketball game.
No. It's a 6-in-1 game.
I know what you're talking about. It's the NES competition thing.
To the internet, just type in world's most expensive Nintendo game.
It was the Nintendo World Champion.
Yes.
That's what it was.
There's also
there's a gray cartridge and the gold cartridge.
The gray one's more expensive.
No, the gold is.
It's the gray one.
It's the gold.
That one's supposed to be thrown away.
No.
They were supposed to be thrown away through the internet.
The gray ones were the ones actually used during the competition. The gold ones, they only made 6 of. And the only way to get a copy of any of these games was during a special Nintendo-powered giveaway that you had to do an entry form for.
It was a promotion for the Wizard, wasn't it?
What was
the Nintendo World Champions.
Or just type in Boca Kansas.
I know.
Well, it says right here, like, stadium events is, if it's in its box and sealed.
Just type in the most world.
I did. It's like $41,300.
$41,000?
What was the game?
New. Stadium events.
You guys are wrong.
The Power Pack game?
I guess so. It was Nintendo.
There's a wiki page on it. I know there is.
But
I read it for a day.
The gold one was the most rare because it's they only had six copies. That's why it's the most expensive, because they're not meant to be played. Only six copies, so they are uber hard to find.
I know.
But then they came out with the re-released version, which is a blue cartridge that anybody can fucking find. And all they are is, they're like six different games, and they're just like one level from each game.
Well, I know I spent...
It was crap.
I spent... NES games are still expensive, because I know I spent $40. I just bought Super Techno Ball and Contra. I spent $40 on that shit.
The cartridge game?
Yeah.
I
spent $40 on Contra, but it's not the same.
Or you can just download on your computer as a fucking.
The thing is, it's not the same playing on the system.
No, you get the other controller, not the fucking stick. You get the fucking normal controller and play it.
That's the thing. It's not the same. You can do ROMs and shit, but it's not the same as playing on the NES.
Or you can buy a converter for your fucking computer.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same as playing on. It's not the same.
It's not quite the same, I admit. However, playing on the stick one is actually more closer to playing on the original Nintendo controller than the new one, which is more like
wider.
It's more like a Sega mix between Sega and Super.
Blowing in the cartridge, sticking it in, and playing the original
then you
Nintendo.
Like
Nostal, doesn't
mean it's the same at all.
No,
I still fucking play the ROM.
Which I'm
kind of
sad because basically my old house burned down. I had an original Nintendo. I had about.
Did your Nintendo catch on fire?
Yes. No, I didn't grab any of my shit. I had 40 NES games for my original Nintendo. It was the worst thing. It was the only thing I could think about when my house burned down. I had all the original games. I had Zelda.
None of my baby pictures.
No, I had Zelda. I had Super Techno Ball. I had Techno Baseball. I had all the Super Marios. I had everything you can think of. I had Excite Bike.
Base Wars were better.
It was a Zelda because you make it on track.
Yeah.
Base Wars, you talking about baseball game?
Yeah.
The one where you robot baseball?
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I have that. I'm telling you, I had all the fucking classic Nintendo games.
You know what makes me think of?
Oh, real quick,
fucking fat.
Yeah. I had Battletoads.
I had
Battletoads as.
Dude, he's got like all the.
My house is on fire, but you don't care about his games.
No, he has like all these fucking.
No,
like,
he wants
no,
house.
Hey,
I'll just get them again.
No, I had all my friends came over
and paid for. Even before
you
got this fucking shit.
No, hey, all my friends came over because I had all the fucking.
That's kind of funny because you always had that friend who had games and you only hung out with him because of that reason.
I've owned every game system that's ever came out in history. I've had every
history.
Game.
Let's go to the line. Every game in history.
I have just about every game. Just think about it. From Pong and up, I have every game system that's come out. Because I was not only I was a gaming fanatic, but my whole family was game fanatics. My grandma had money.
They believe in the power.
My grandma had money, and she bought.
That's
okay,
Mexicans for you.
Okay, say
they
hey,
also,
my, no,
they also
no,
the house power.
No, my grandma had money. Say I got the Nintendo. Next year, Sega came out. Nintendo 64. Super Nintendo came out. They bought it for us.
You didn't go to Sega?
No, I said Sega came out.
Nintendo, Super Nintendo came out.
They bought it for us.
I jumped from Nintendo, Sega, PlayStation.
No, I had Super Nintendo. Really? I had it all.
I had little like nephews and cousins. I played theirs.
Like I said, I had a PS3. Even the handheld consoles. I had Game Gear. I had Game & Watch.
I hated
all those
the Game
stuff.
Gear.
I had a Game
Fuck,
Gear.
No.
I got it for free.
Fucker
takes
six AA batteries.
And
it burns through them in less than a day.
But you can watch TV.
But no, hey, no. But the thing is,
if you have that adapter.
Hold on.
Yeah. They had a fucking thing, and it had a fucking
hold
advantage.
Hold on. The thing is, no. Hold on. You have to use your batteries. The thing is, it had the adapter where you can put it in, and you can just run it off. You just plug it in and play it.
Yeah, I always played in the corner of the room.
Yeah, that's what I did. I always played in the corner of the room.
They had the hardly fucking like this tiny ass cord.
I think my favorite game was I can't remember. It's like a Bejeweled game, but it was like you played against the enemies.
Columns.
That's what it was.
That.
Columns.
That came with every Sega.
Yeah, Columns, and I played Columns.
Yeah, every game like was bought for him, but the one that was free was his favorite.
Yeah,
no, that was a good game.
No, you know what my favorite was? The fucking Sega Channel.
Dude, I had the Sega Channel. I love that shit.
That's all about
Fuck
Echo,
yeah,
Echo
dude.
The Dolphin.
Over 100 games. Different fucking selection each month. Fuck yeah.
On a 56K. Or probably 14K.
No, dude, you just waited for the game to load.
Like,
you signed on. You chose the game
you wanted.
You
waited to load, and you went home, go to school, come back, and it might be ready to go.
No, it actually loaded really quick.
That's like original. Wait for it to load. That's like original Atari. You can't even play anymore because you had to fucking have the original TVs with the fucking screw fucking...
No, this shit didn't do it because it wasn't.
They have adapters for those, though.
It wasn't through the internet.
They do now.
The Sega Channel was not through the internet. It was through your actual fucking cable.
Oh, and now they have
so it had the cable line that plugged into it.
Doesn't matter.
I had cable then.
Yeah, I had fucking cable then.
You rich faggot. You're like him.
Dude, I had digital cable then when it first came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, long time ago.
I was be at my friend's house.
Why don't you brag some more about your fucking highfalutin cable, past fucking fiber optic
fuck
cable.
Fuck yeah, I had HBO, Showtime, all that shit.
I was always I'd go to my friend's house.
I wasn't rich.
I'm like, oh, you get to know what's on. You get to know what's on and like see what you're actually going through. You don't need to use a TV guy channel.
Hold on. I like I like to mention
that my cool. While the game was loading, it gives
my
you
brother
tips and tricks and she
was
goes,
the highest.
Fucking awesome.
My brother was a person that I ever seen got the highest on Galaga. We had original Galaga on Atari,
and he got high.
No, he got over a million points on Galaga. He got so far, and then I heard the story. I wasn't born yet.
They get a kill screen.
I was a baby.
You know, you play Donkey Kong, you get a kill screen.
No,
yeah. Points.
No, I was a baby.
Hey, Galaga,
he said
kill
he was
coming up.
He was a million points level. I can't even fucking remember, but
because you
my,
weren't there.
I wasn't there. No, seriously, my stepdad came in.
All right,
he's like, go to fucking sleep. Saying. They went. He's like, no, hold on, we're still playing. And he unplugs the fucking game on him.
Damn. So there's no record. Never happened.
Never happened.
So I can etch a sketch. Just shook.
I think that's the most. I think that's the most. One
I did that to Burger Time.
I think that's one of the most fucked up moments in game history when you get that high on Galaga and you just get fucking unplugged.
The worst power moment in game history is when you beat Zelda and then someone else plays it and then they
erase your shit.
And they erase your shit.
No, that's not even bad.
Because they turn it off without hitting the reset
button.
That's
not even bad because you save. But one of my
saved over my, when I had PlayStation, he saved over my car and I had a fucking badass character.
I think one of my greatest moments is...
He saved over my car.
I think one of my greatest moments is a heist I got on Tetris.
I played the game same way, exactly, and didn't get my character points. Just
because I think one of my greatest moments is a heist I got in Tetris. Because everyone that I talked to knows, like, oh, yeah, you know, you ever got high in Tetris and the rocket goes up? And then I tell them, like, hey, ever got so high in Tetris that, you know, the
dick goes up?
No, the castle on the side. There's a rocket right here, but the castle, instead of the castle, fucking flies in the air. That's how high I got on Tetris. Instead of the rocket going up, the castle fucking...
You were on one that day.
Yeah, no, I swear to God. I couldn't tell you what level I got on, but I got so high that the fucking rocket shot up in the... I mean, the castle... Turned a rocket and shot in the air.
That what you used to do, Steve?
Because you play Tetris.
No, I never did that.
You ever play Tetris? You know,
no,
you get,
I mean like do lines.
But have you ever played Tetris? You know how you get high levels?
I did do that.
You get high levels, there's a rocket, there's a spaceship, yeah. And then the rocket goes bigger, and then they fly in the air, and when you lose the game, the castle went up in the air and flew in the air. And at that moment, I'm like, fuck, man, I did good.
You can just like stare off in
the space. I think one of the hardest things I've done for a game like that, I was playing Dr. Mario, and you get a, just like Tetris, you get to choose what level you want to. I went all the way up to level Super
Boy?
Nintendo. All
right.
Went all the way up to level 99.
Or Super Nintendo, Game Boy connection.
No, I put the level to the fucking hardest, all the way up level 99, where the entire screen is full, every square inch except for those top three lines, and they fill quick. And I fucking cleared the son of a bitch. I've only done it once, and I was just like, fuck yeah. That shit was so hard.
But then you go to Tetris 2 and you can compete with other people.
I like Tetris Sphere. That was a good one.
I actually had all the Tetrises. It was actually one on PlayStation where you play four people.
All right. Well, I do think it's about time we get a commercial break.
Commercial break? We've been on for 2 hours.
We're talking about 2 hours.
It's
the end of the fucking show. There's no breaks this fucking show. That's how we fucking roll.
we covered our one sponsor. That's not even ours.
All right.
We only might get fired because we talk about it.
Well, we'll see.
I like Stitcher. Never know I downloaded it, but I still like it.
I love it. That's part of my.
Jason, no one cares what you love.
Yeah, I know.
You love dick. It doesn't mean everyone else does.
Dicker.
Real quick, before we get off this video game subject, I do want to say one thing. Because you were arguing the whole thing about there's nothing better than the classic cartridge, thank you.
Steve loves classic gays.
Yeah, and you were saying you had no problem with, you know, there's a download on the Wii, or we're saying ROM, stuff like that.
Well, if you have the same control in your hand, you can modify it so the control is there.
True.
It's never the same.
Just because the
Along this argument, for anybody out there listening here in Wedgeland, send us an email at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com or also tweet.
We'll get back to you in two weeks when we actually realize, oh shit, we got an email.
Or tweet us at rippedinhalf, or go to the Facebook rippedinhalf and let us know what you think. Give us your answer. Tell us your opinion. Yeah, I'm intrigued what other people think about this.
I don't care.
I do.
And, you know, RageRadioNetwork.com.
Kegels.
And iTunes. And Stitcher, especially.
Well, no, I was just giving those for them to go get the answers. They can't give the answers to Stitcher.
They can do it in the comment section. Everyone has a comment section. Everyone
okay, we don't follow none of that. That's all Wedge's stuff.
I follow.
Yeah, Wedge, who you drop?
Everyone have Twitter.
I'm tired.
You're behind those big screens. Think you're a big, important guy.
We need you one more. You're like Johnny Mnemonic and shit.
Mm. Playing war games.
Would you like to play a game?
How about, okay, let's replay some Rochambeau.
And that would actually be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think.
And next week we're playing Russian Roulette.
It was not a good movie to be
nice.
In.
Nice.
What? What game?
What model computer would you make for the Whopper? Would it operate on what, Windows 98?
It'll run off like
Vista.
No, 98 wasn't great. 2000 was better than 98.
Millennium. Let's do a Millennium.
Oh. Yeah.
Millennium was horrible. Remember, I used to work
That would crash Millennium in a second.
That's what I used to do is computers. But
however, I do firmly believe...
I miss that job.
You have to... For the
Why you got to bring that up?
No, for the voice of Whopper, they have to use the voice of Siri.
No, seriously. I miss doing that.
The voice of Siri.
Oh.
Use that for the voice of Whopper in that one.
That'd Isn't cool. that chick you fucking when I had the wrong number or a phone that's disconnected calls me?
No, the iPhone. Siri. Which is your which is actually you can get from any fucking Mac computer when you type something you go to voices to read it.
Oh, it's like that one
it's
Mac
the standard
guy.
Voice.
Oh, it's like the no,
they
guy
have
Windows.
They have the standard female voice
shit.
Too.
Hey,
they have
Steve.
The standard
Steve.
Female voice.
Steve.
And that's so serious.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
That was so dumb.
I was.
That's so dumb.
You.
It was a fucking riot.
So what are we doing? Wait, anyways, go on.
Oh, where's the music? He killed it. I thought we were running in. That's what's taking.
What?
Well, you said we're done.
I said we were going to go to commercial. You said it was all
this, okay. Be done. We're talking for about over an hour and a half, and we're doing commercial.
Oh, okay, commercial. Huh?
It's been two and a half. It's been over 2 hours.
Has been?
Yes.
Has been?
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Been 2 hours. So when is it time to go? It's a time to go.
I guess it's a time to go.
Where did he go, George? Where did he go?
I mean, you probably left like fucking like 30 minutes in the show, anyways. And you guys on Ustream.
Well, thank you for following us down this trip of memory lane.
I can't jerk off to this on your stream.
And half.
You're doing it wrong.
On the WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
Is this the end or the break?
Yeah, find out.